Blog Talk Radio.
In the world they're gonna meet for that beat.
Give me cash money. Oh, boy, that was the song back in the day. For the love of money, the OJs came out with a hit, and boy, it climbed the charts. Okay, we want to thank everybody for calling in to the Shake and Bake Grudge Talk Show. Let's get it started. Let's get it pumping and see what we got going on for you today. Man, the weather is nice here in the Motor City. Oh, check it out, people. We've been looking forward because my boys and people, my family down south, been had some good weather, man. They've been cracking them 90 degrees, and it's been nice. But they've been getting a lot of rain. Hell, one of my locations down south, man, we got so much rain, it flooded out. They sent me pictures of all the doggone water. Woo! But in a couple of days, it'll dry up and be back 90 degrees. But here in the Motor City, we've been getting some good weather. It's racing season. And I'm telling you, people is trying to get out to these tracks and get it on, those that got their car together. And notice I said those that got their car together is ready. And then you got some that's got their car together that's a little scared to go racing. I ain't going to touch on too many of them toes, but y'all know who we talking about. Hey, you got a car, go race it. Don't let it sit up and be what Cadillac calls a play pretty. Race that joker. Go out and have some fun. Give the audience some action. But that's what you got cars for. If you don't want to race it, then stay on the porch. That's all I got to say. But there's fun in these cars, but it takes a lot of money out your pocket, people. It takes a lot of money out of it. And you got to know a little bit about some things on the car in order to save you a few dollars, because it's tricky. I'm going to give you a quick tip and a quick secret. If you're mechanically inclined, the chances of you saving money is great. That's all I'm going to say. If you're mechanically inclined, the chances of you saving some money is great. When you don't know, you got to pay. So with that being said, go out there and have some fun and enjoy your car, enjoy your life, and enjoy your family. Come home safe. We might talk about some safety later on today because we ain't talked enough about it. We hit on it a few times, but we've been at some topics to talk about lately. Ooh, I mean, we've been at some topics. About the DP man and other stuff, but we're gonna get into some safety stuff too, because right now we at a height of our season, and there's a lot of people out racing and having fun, but you gotta include safety because it'll get away from you. You're too tied up on trying to have fun and forget safety, and something's gonna happen. You name it. We don't want your health to get bad to where you can't get in the car no more. Trying to get out of a car when that joker's on fire ain't no joke. Trust me. It ain't no joke. You reaching for seat belts and safety latches that ain't even there. And, I mean, you get to pulling on everything, even your shirt buttons, trying to get up out of that car when it catch on fire. So, like we was talking one day, we say get in the car, strap on everything, blindfold yourself, memorize where everything's at, and then get out the car. Get back in the car, strap on everything. If you're overweight and you're trying to get in and out of the car, might be a sign that you may not need to be in it. But these are the things that help you remember. Get in the car, strap it on, strap that seatbelt on, and blind yourself and find every switch you got in there, every lever. Just don't pull that parachute lever unless that pin is in there. Just doing that. So when you in a situation where you got to pull that parachute, or you got to hit the brakes, you got to turn the motor off, the engine off. You need to know where the door handle is. If you pull on that door handle and that joker be in the brake, how else are you gonna get out of that? Can you get out the other side? Do you have Lexan windshield? Because Lexan windshield, you can kick that joke and get the heck up out of there. find different ways to get up out of that car in case of a fire. Okay, with that being said, we're going to get the mosey on with the show, but before we do that, we always got to give God his. We got to thank the Lord for everything. So with that being said, I'm gonna start off with a little prayer to show the Lord how much I'm thinking about him. Father God in heaven, want to thank you for waking us up in the morning. Thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for us or for me out of these 60 years of being here on this earth. Lord, we want to thank you for the joys and the heartaches because we learn from the heartaches. Father God, make sure that everybody stays safe. Whisper in their ears a little louder so they might hear. I ask you that, Lord, because I hate to have one of my friends or a loved one get hurt in a car or a car accident. I know we love this sport, and I know we like to go out and have some fun, but it is a little dangerous, and we have to be careful. So still, Lord, encourage us to keep these safety tips in mind so we can make sure we come home safe. Hearing about the fun and the racing and somebody beating everybody is okay, but we don't want to hear about them accidents or somebody that flipped over, thrown from the car, or killed. So with that being said, Lord, ask you to comfort us and keep us safe. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay. Let's move right along. I know it's a nice day out today, Sunday. Some of my boys is out at the track, and I had to get some work done here at the shop. So I had to stop, close up the shop, and open up this doggone computer so we can, I know the guys, some of the guys are going to want to come on and kick it about the show and this and other, whatever. I wanted to find out if anybody got any information on Jamie's race, what happened with Jamie's race. I didn't get a chance to go down there this weekend, but Lord knows I'm gonna have to put my boy in my prayers and ask the Lord to get me down there and back safely to where his race is. I got to go support him along with these other people I support. But I want to know if everything turned out all right. I'll probably have to call Brother Kidd and get some news report, because I know Jamie always throw good races. Oh boy, that boy put on a show. So he gets all the guys together, provide a place to be a promoter. Jamie's doing damn good. I'm real proud of him. Really proud of him. When he throws races, a lot of people come participate. That's all we need. We need a place, a venue to where we can go and race. And the more races we have, the more fun, the less bullcrap happens out on the streets. So if we had a park, picnic area, club, place where you can go somewhere and get everybody off the street, there'd be less mess going on. So with that being said, we want to get some information on, anybody got any information on Jamie's race, how it turned out? Hit the one button, we'll talk about it, and see if it's something beneficiary in there we can get. Okay, all right. Y'all going to have to forgive me a little bit because I'm kind of tired. Been a hot day and a long day for me because I've been up since, 6:30 this morning. Went to bed at 3 and got right back up, so I'm kind of tired. I feel like sleeping for 2 days. Okay. I guess I can move right along. Gonna get this show started. Brother Unknown. Where you at, Brother Unknown? Go on and hit the one button so I can bring you in. Brother Unknown. There you go. Okay. Come on, Brother Unknown. I'm going to have to get you a key made next time I go to the Ace Hardware. All right?
That'd be nice. That would be nice.
Get you a key so you can just come right on in here. What up, man? How you doing, bro?
Pretty good yourself. I've been following races and the shows and stuff like that. And what I've been seeing from a lot of the races and the shows and stuff that we're going to have to get a couple guys to match up a couple races and just see how they match their races up. And then everybody from every corner going to have to add on in where they think they made this mistake at and where they went right at and, you know, go on from there. And I have a lot of good things I like to, you know, add to it whenever we get to that. But right now I'm just trying to show you where my mind at. And if you got a couple more people, you know, I heard the doorbell ring. If they want to come in and add on some of the stuff you was talking about earlier, I'll sit back and listen. And so when it comes to that, then we can hit back on that.
Okay, okay. Well, keep that roll up your sleeve. We'll
yes,
be
sir.
Able to comment on that in a minute. But in the meantime,
yes, sir.
You know, when we have a – when I'm going to see if I can find out when we're going to have a big race over here in the Motor City somewhere, whether it be in Lapeer, Onondaga, or 131, and see if we can book you a flight from Maryland over here. Are you capable of catching the plane?
Man, I can do everything. I can take care of myself all the way around the board.
Okay, I need to know. I ain't never met you, but you've been on
the
show enough time to feel.
Whenever it comes up,
you've been on the show enough times to feel like I've known you. We got pretty acquainted on these shows, but
yes, sir.
I'm thinking about doing that since you're so far off. You are the second farthest distance from the show or from Michigan, from Motor City. The farthest person is my brother from another mother, Teo. He's in California.
Yeah. I figured that.
And I probably had to send my private jet over there to pick him up. But let me tell you something. When I send my private jet over there to pick Teo up, he ain't going to realize it, but while he's flying to Detroit, I'm going to have snowflakes coming out the ceiling on his butt to get him coming here to Detroit.
You going
to
start it?
I think he heard me. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he didn't.
That's
just coming on. I wouldn't do that to my boy. Psych. But yeah, man, I gotta get you and Teo over here to the Motor City. I was talking to him the other day before I opened up his mic. We gotta find out more about this Bodie's race in at the Extreme Dragway in Texas. I'm thinking about going to that. It might be a wild catch, but I'm gonna try to see if I can go to that, and then that way I can meet him out there. I don't know. We'll see. You're getting around quite a bit. Well, I learned from a good man, a good teaching. That was Uncle Larry. And Uncle Larry,
yes.
When I first met him, that's all he did was travel back in the day. I mean, he was
Florida. I heard his name a lot.
He's been on the show.
I heard his name mentioned a lot.
Yeah, he came.
Yeah.
I met him at the track Saturday at 41. And when I met him at the track, I hadn't seen him in a while because, you know, he had been a little under the weather. But it's always good to talk to that man, dude. It's always good. He's the fellowship king. He's always talking about fellowship.
That's
good. And that's what we need
to
do.
That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Good thing. Can't go wrong.
Okay. Oh, shoot. I accidentally got Teo's mic open right now, but he might come in any
Get
minute now.
Here.
So pretend like
you
know,
gave
I didn't
the key
no,
to him.
No. Pretend
you
like
gave
I ain't
the key
saying
to
no. What up? Teo? I didn't know you was there.
Hey,
you gave him the key.
You know what? Hey, I just want to let you finish, but I got to tell you this. I'm driving out. You ain't gonna give me that
stuff.
I'll be there. I'll drive.
You can get here
40 hours, baby.
No,
Quick, Teo, we gotta wait 3 days for you to get here 40 hours. Come on, man.
Hey, listen, listen, listen. I'm going to have the air conditioner set about 65. I'll have my sweatshirt on, nice and comfortable. Don't matter what it is outside.
Get the flip-flop.
But we ain't doing that snowflake shit.
No. Where you get snowflakes from? I said cornflakes. I said cornflakes. We're going to have cornflakes for you on the plane.
Oh,
cornflakes. Yeah.
Yeah. There'll be frosted cornflakes, right?
That's my favorite. That's my favorite, dog.
He chose it, ain't he?
Yeah, he wants frosted flakes.
Yeah, he chose.
Okay. Oh, first class.
Yeah, I'm
going to
be like them old mafia
flakes.
Gangsters. I'm going to be like those old mafia gangsters. I'm going to put somebody else in the plane and let them fly. When they land, they'll tell me, hey, how was the trip? You never believe it, Taylor, but it was snowing inside that cabin. Yeah, I know. That's why you in it. What's going on with everybody?
Oh, man, I'm good. I'm good. I'm just running behind schedule on the show, Tayo. I just shut the shop down.
Are we ready to unleash the little quiz for Brother Unknown?
So what?
I said, are we ready to unleash the little puzzle on Unknown?
No.
You draw first blood.
Not yet.
You know that, though.
Not
Dale,
yet, Dale.
You drawing first blood, don't you?
No,
you drawing first blood.
Coming.
I know it's coming, but you drawing first blood, though, Tayo.
Can you hear him, Tayo?
Yeah, I can hear him. I can hear him. I was just thinking.
Okay.
Well, I'm trying to be gentle, but man, he gets me good so many times.
Yeah, man. I'm still laying sideways from that doggone hotel joke. Oh man.
1936.
Hey, the more it pop up in my head, I'm starting to tell other people the joke. And they be like,
that's it.
Oh man.
Yeah, they don't guess it. Ain't nobody gonna guess that. Nobody that never heard it, they ain't gonna guess it.
Unknown, you knocked me.
They will never take
my socks off.
They were
right. That was an H bomb you dropped, man. That was an H bomb.
Yeah,
that
was an
H bomb. That was an H bomb that he dropped on everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Man,
what's the weather like out there? Unknown. What's the weather out there?
Well, it's been up and down, cloudy, but for the most part, it's been a pretty good day. It's been around 79, 80 degrees, and it's been pretty nice. I've been out and did some exercise, and it was pretty nice. In the middle of the day, I went out, you know, and it was pretty good.
Okay. Yeah, we've been getting some hot ones here, man. Yeah, we've been getting some hot ones here. We've seen lightning and clouds, lightning, and sparks and stuff. Yes, last night, but we didn't get no rain, and that was kind of different. We get a lot of lightning and can on, but wasn't no rain. But it's been off and on, a little bit of speckles here.
If you don't ask me that question,
you're not the weatherman. You've been fired from the weatherman. We're going to replace you with a pretty leg woman. We're going to replace you with a pretty leg woman with a wig on.
Is Corey on the line?
Corey, don't say nothing right now. Don't say nothing right now. Corey, are you on the line?
Yeah.
If Corey on the line, man, it's cold. It's freezing out here. It's cold. Cold, cold, cold.
I'm gonna keep your phone muted for right now, Corey.
Yeah, don't say nothing about the weather if Corey on the line, man. Corey, I'm not having a reason out here.
Corey. Hey, Corey say the next time you crack one of them hot jokes, check, I'm gonna borrow your Honda. I'm gonna fly out there and sneak up on him and he ain't gonna know what hit.
Oh man. Yeah, I tell you.
So what's been going on? Tell me some more about that race, Pell. Well, that wasn't Bodie's race in Texas, is it? That was somebody else's race.
No, this was so originally what happened was Texas took out California when they was racing in Wyoming for that no prep stuff.
They took out Texas took
and
out
I guess
California.
I guess they Yeah, and I guess they got the job when they had the team racing up there. And I guess they got to John afterwards and he said, no, we'll come with some cars down to Texas. And this was last September. They went down to Texas and California cleaned up down there. Cleaned up.
You're talking about last year?
Yeah, last year. So this year, so next weekend, they're going to Ennis. I would call it Ennis, but it's pronounced Ennis, Texas. The Motorplex.
Yeah.
And they're racing there this weekend coming up. And it's the California versus Texas thing. Because they're calling it California is invading Texas. California invades Texas. So, and then I know they're having that. And then the one at the Motorplex, that Texas Sports, the Motor Park, that's the one that's in September.
That's in Extreme Motorsport.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So it's all in
September.
So is it all no prep?
What's that?
Is it all no prep? The race? Is it all no prep?
No. This isn't. They're not no prep races. They're just flat out.
Right.
They're not. They're not with. This isn't with the TV crews or the fake races. They got to have the real hardcore guys out on this.
Oh, okay.
I shouldn't say fake races because some of those guys are pretty badass, but some of them aren't.
Yeah. This will be your regular do or die grudge races prep. They want all the traction they can get. So you say this coming weekend they gonna have that at Ennis. Wait a minute. From what I was told, the race they having next week is D&D Boys. Is that true?
Who's that?
They had the little blue truck, little S10 truck. They've been racing for years. Is that they race coming up next weekend?
Not that I know of, Shake. But I'm gonna send you the.
You got the flyer.
So, yeah, I'm gonna send it to you. Let me pull it up and get that bad boy.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute.
Why are you?
This one. I'm sorry, I got it wrong. I got it way wrong. So June 18th and 19th. Oh, wait, no. That's... Oh, never mind. I got it wrong.
Give me some concrete. So
June 18th and 19th. Next weekend is June 18th and 19th, which is next weekend. Team California is headed to Florida.
had you say team who?
So they got six cars they're taking to Florida from California for the no prep Kings.
Oh, for the no prep?
And that's gonna be at Palm Beach International. It's gonna be at Palm Beach International Raceway in Palm Beach, Florida. So Bodie's racing, or Junior's racing, Artis Houston's going, Mike Bowman with the red Chevelle, James Strange is going with his Camaro, Giuseppe Gentile's going, and Eric Volheim, Vilhog, I don't know. But those are the seven cars that are going. Seven cars are going.
Oh. Eight and they're going to Florida?
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Nine cars are going to Florida from California. June 18th.
Y'all gonna be getting down. Y'all gonna be getting down.
So you know what? He may have canceled that race because that Texas race was supposed to be in. So they probably got called into this.
Hey, let me answer this call right quick.
Oh, I'll wait here. Now, who's calling him on his phone now? He's on the show.
You know how it's done, Tail.
Man. But, you know, I get text messages when I do my show.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, you got something to say, just call in, man. Don't make me have to read my phone, because then I got to read your shit on the air, and then you ain't here to respond.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's just one of them things. I would love to go to Florida, but, you know, it's Father's Day. And,
that came up really quick, didn't it? Came up really quick.
You sure did, man. All this stuff is coming up quick. That means I got a birthday coming up, made me another year older. What did I do to life?
Damn.
You got to keep giving me all these birthdays.
Yeah, time is really flying. Yeah, really flying. Really flying. Hey, I haven't had nobody sitting around here to put your number in the phone here. I have somebody here now. I can get them to put the number in there for your show on Saturdays, because I haven't been able to get on that. I want to, you know, come and see what you doing, what y'all doing on Saturdays.
I haven't done it in a few weeks because I've been working.
That's okay.
On Saturdays, I was working last night too.
That's okay.
But let me.
You just give me the number, and I'll just keep checking every week.
Yeah, usually I post it up on Facebook, but I'll get you to me. Let me get that number for
you. Just give me the
number.
Yeah, and that's where I can go ahead and check every week, you know, and tell me what it is on Saturday, and tell me it's in the morning or the evening.
Yeah, my show will start 7 o'clock my time. So it'd be 7, 8, 9, 10 o'clock, I think, out west.
10 o'clock for us. 10 o'clock out east. 10 o'clock our time.
Oh, yeah, out east. Yeah.
And you just give me a number, and on Saturdays, I would check it, you know, and find out when it's on, you know, because we all going to, you know, work things out, and we're going to make sure that, you know, we stick together as a team, all of us.
I'm pushing
that stick together as a team, unknown, brother unknown. You all the way in Maryland, and here you linked up with the Motor City. Teo is all the way from California, and he linked up to us. So we all one big family. And I gotta get Melvin on the phone. I gotta get Melvin on the phone. Somebody called me today and wanted his phone number.
Why'd you lose?
Hold on.
Did you lose a bet?
No.
Did you have the number, Tay?
He did.
Did you have the number, Tay?
Tay,
did
Tell. Give my number. Yeah, your number to your show.
Yeah, I am getting it right now. It is. I'm trying because I want to give him the one that I know that it's going to come through. So it here's the one that
it's
ready.
It's
you ready?
It's the code number. It's the code number. 313-384-7173. Oh, that's my number.
Oh, easy now. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
515-605-9834.
Okay. And put the Saturday show beside it.
All right, bud. And I'm going to keep on being there. And whenever I hear you, I'll give you a shout-out, you know?
Yeah, I'll get word out to you when we do it.
Yeah, but like I said, you know, that's the way things got to go, man. I mean, it shouldn't work no other way. Yeah, that's what we got to do in life. You know, we got to bump and grind always.
Yep.
And a team is somebody you don't beat. When we come together as a team, you can't beat us.
Hello.
What up, Tony?
Hello. What up, baby?
You
all right? Oh, yeah, man. I'm having a ball, man.
It sounds like you at a party.
Hey. Oh, man, we just left the Grand Prix, me and the wife down there on the track having a ball, clowning, man. We're having a ball all day long, man.
You say the Grand
Good
Prix.
Good.
They got the Grand Prix in downtown still?
Yeah, on Belle Isle. Yeah. You know, we got in the Corvette Corral, so we took both of the cars down there. She had the new one. I had the old one out when we was down there clowning, having a good time with her.
Oh, okay. You know you're on the show, right?
Good thing.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yep.
Hey, write that number. That number that called you from that I called you from the computer, write that number down.
Okay.
And text it to me because I don't have it. Oh, by the way, I got a number. Somebody wants you to call them.
Okay.
Send it to me
on your phone.
Okay.
Because I'm pulling up over here on the north end right now at my brother's house. I think my phone was about to go dead. Let me see how much of time I got on. Ain't got much time on it. I got to charge it. But, And I'll call you back in a minute, though.
Okay. Yeah, tell Art. They're hard to come on the show sometime, man. We want to have all the legends come on the show. And all you got to do is kick it, push the one button, and we'll call.
Okay, bet. I'll be back on there tonight before you all. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to text you that number.
All right. All right, text me that number. Yep.
Okay. Let me get Melvin this number and send it to him. Somebody from Chicago wants to holler at him. Y'all still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yes, sir.
Letting you get your business great.
Okay. Y'all can keep talking while I text and send this stuff off.
Yeah, one thing about life, man, business is something you got to always take care of first and foremost. In my situation, that's what I always do. I take care of my business. And the next thing else is to be a very good listener. And then is one other thing, is I don't choose nobody's size. You know, I'm one of them guys that was staying out there. If I had to stand out there by myself, you know what I mean? I'm not going to choose size if it's not, you know, right or if it's not wrong. You know, I'm not going to choose size either way. I mean, that's just me. You're never going to see me. I ain't never going to do that. I ain't going to be on nobody's side. I don't care who you are. We'll sit down and we'll talk about it. And we're going to get it straight, and we're going to go on. We're going to stand up to the plate. You understand what I'm saying? Because you can always look over your shoulders in my corner. I'm one of those guys that used to go everywhere that I wanted to go. It wasn't some place that I say I wasn't going to go back because I never done right or somebody wasn't doing right with me. We're going to get that straight. You can hate me, but at the end, you're going to see where I'm coming from. I'm real. Ain't nothing fake about this. And that's where I'm going to stand up all the time, in that corner. Like I say, you might hate me coming in, but later you're going to say, he all right. I ain't going to never cross you. You know, whatever I say on the back line, I can come to anybody's face and repeat that. You know, that's just the way it go.
Yeah, today is a nice day, KR. I know a lot of people probably at the track. I would have been, but I had some work I had to do, brother, and I didn't finish it, but I shut it down and started doing the show. But
We need you.
Okay.
We need you. We need you.
And you know what? When I go to Big Drags Race is going to be a Saturday and a Sunday. And the Sunday, they close the track up right before the show comes on. As soon as the show comes on, they close the track up. And that way I can give race reports and tell everybody what happened out there at 41. Program is building up slowly but surely, and it's starting to work out pretty good. I really enjoy it.
Well, we need you. We need the show. We need the show. We need you. You know, we all is involved in this.
Well, that's what it's out here for. I wish we can get some race reports on Jamie. Let me make a phone call.
And if you look at these shows and listen to these shows every week, some type of way we getting in crashes. So we getting in crashes with the mouth, and, you know, we doing a whole bunch of things that's, you know, bringing the race game down and making people don't want to race each other and putting each other in these situations. That's why we need these shows, so we can clear up a lot of that. Not to get mad about what Tail said or what I said or whatever. Let's correct each other in some type of form, where we can understand each other, where we can go out here and live on this earth as human beings and make things better, and still keep on throwing everything in the garbage can and waiting for the big dumps to come and pick everything up. We need to, you know, start handling some of our problems ourselves, and that's helping each other and still hitting each other in the head with baseball bats all day.
You say baseball bat?
Yeah, that's what they know.
A lot of heart. A lot of hard heads out there.
They're walking tall. They're walking tall. Walking around with that big stick, knocking people out all day. Hey, Tail, is your icebox running? Tail, is your icebox running?
He might be on
the line.
Tail.
Yo, I'm here. I'm here.
Your icebox running?
You there?
Is your icebox running, Tail?
Got it. It's not running. I caught it already, baby. I chained it to the fence. It ain't going nowhere.
Well, you know, I haven't been able to creep up on you yet, but I'm still working on it.
So I got one for you. Here you go.
No.
Sick told you that. Sick told you no a long time ago. See that?
No.
Sick, thank you, Sick.
Let me give it to
thank you for saving me, Sick.
Let me give it to him right now, man.
No.
Thank you for saving me, Shay.
No. He's vulnerable right now. Can't do it.
Well, thank you for saving me, Shay. Thank you, Shay.
You're welcome.
Tail, I gotta keep my eyes on you.
I'm chopping at the bit right now, man.
Yeah, I got to keep my eyes on you.
Hey, and listen, I think of them on Monday, so I got to wait a whole 6 days to get to the show to tell you.
Man, yeah, it's that way everybody can get a piece of the pie. Because if you call him at home Monday, it'll just be him falling out and not the whole team.
Thank you, Sheik. Thank you for saving me.
You get your text?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. But,
Hold on.
No,
hold
man.
On 1 second, Taylor, hold on one quick second. I need 5 seconds. I'm on computer. I hate it. Oh, okay. I got the mouse in the wrong spot. Hold on 1 second. Tayo, hold on.
Yes, sir. Now, you know I got a million comments for that. Uh-oh, what you do? What happened? You guys there?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hello?
I said,
you know, I got a million comments for that.
What comment?
I was going to say, you finally got a theme song for Melvin when he calls in.
Hey, his brother was on the show listening. And right before Melvin, his brother's been on the show one time. He's kind of quiet, but when Melvin say he was pulling up at his house, he must have pulled up in the driveway and he jumped off. Yeah, Melvin got a brother, tall, lengthy, just like him.
Huh? What does he have like him?
He's tall and slim, just like Melvin.
Oh.
Just like him. Okay, let me get this off my phone and see who this is. Okay. Yeah, so Melvin say he's gonna probably call back in a little bit later. But
yeah, he gotta let his phone charge up too, he said.
Yeah, his phone battery's down. So now we gotta see if we can get some racing going. We got a lot of people got cars, man, but ain't nobody doing no racing here in the Motor City. They had a no prep race again out at Onondaga this past weekend. And it seemed like the no prep is kicking off real good. They're getting races, back to back. So we gotta, you know what, after the show, if we do a 2-hour show today, after the show, I need you two guys, we're gonna have a meeting. And I need Unknown and Teo and the Shake and Bake crew. We're gonna have a meeting because we gotta get some things popping. Ooh, I got some stuff in the fire we need to talk about. Real serious stuff. You know how sometimes I feel sometimes God whispers to me and he tells me to do things, and then sometimes I'll be lazy about it, sometimes I'll be hard headed and don't do it, and then I end up hurting. But do y'all ever feel like God is whispering something in your ear, telling you don't do this or do this, go here, go see them, go see this person? Or am I the only one that feels that way?
No, dude, I get that little voice in my head, man, out of nowhere. It just pops in out of nowhere. Have you talked to, and then it's like, oh, shit, I need to call this person.
Yeah, exactly. We got a brother that was here.
Some people that have memory issues, it just pops in.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't just pop in by itself. You know, it pops in because someone's reminding you.
Yeah, because I believe everybody has a purpose on life. And once you find out what your purpose is, you got to do it. That'd be that little voice inside of you telling you you need to make that phone call. You need to tell that little kid don't go out there and play in that water. You need to tell this boy, son, that ain't right what you're doing. You're drinking too much and all this type of stuff. Because I had a friend of mine, I just told y'all last week, we buried one of our racers, and he got his car molded together, trans together, put it in the car, and he had called me, and he asked me, he said, Shake and Bake, how do you put the back wheel cylinders on backing plate on this car? I said, what kind of car you got? Oh, you got the Malibu. You know, the Malibu wheel cylinder is a little tricky. It's got a clip that holds the wheel cylinder in. And I showed him a little trick that he can do to get the wheel cylinder in. And that was on a Friday when he called me and I told him. He died Tuesday.
Damn.
So he got a car sitting in his garage, ready to be to race. And he ain't here to drive it.
Man, just that way.
So, so it's little things that we need to do sometime, man. Even if you go see a person, just to say hello, how you doing, man, it's real important to do that. Real important. I hate to see people and meet guys only at a funeral. That sucks.
Yeah, when it should be done, you know what I mean? It ain't nothing to it to do with it. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
No, I agree, man. That's kind of the worst. That's why you always got to stay in touch with everybody. You know, you don't want to just see them when you see them. You keep in touch, you know, because
uh-huh.
You let time go by, and next thing you know, he did. He what?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Oh, such and such died. I'm like, what? Yeah.
Well, you know, the way I look at that, you know, death has been going on ever since we all came here on this earth. But what happens is hitting around you more often now than ever. And, you know, and it don't really sting until it started hitting at your home and, you know, close to you, because you got to remember, we're in some of those places that where all the people that used to be, or most of them are gone. So we in this situation right now, the age and all that stuff. I look back at that all the time, and I understand that this is something always been happening. And, you know, we got to take that in consideration and start doing better for what you just saying, start seeing people, you know, talking to people, because we are leaving here too fast.
Mm-hmm. You're right, I know. You're absolutely right. So something keeps popping up on my head. So, Taylor, you're going to go to the race in September at Extreme, right?
Yeah. I'm heading down there to Texas in September.
Okay, you got a date for that?
I believe it's the 24th and 25th.
I'm going to get Brother Greg to go with me.
In September.
Go down there.
So,
24th and 25th is a Friday and a Saturday.
Right, it's a Friday, Saturday,
now,
I believe.
So who giving that race? Do you know?
No. I think Bodie's putting it on, but I don't know if he's putting it on with somebody else. We just don't.
I think somebody told me that was Big. Somebody told me that was Big Jake's race.
I don't know who that is.
Well, Big Jake, he's a racer, got a car. He hangs with Mario, Little Tony. Well, I ain't going to say hang, but he know Mario's Little Tony. And he know all the fellas, so he's a promoter in the South. Yeah, but somebody told me that was Big Jake's race. So what I need to do, I'm going to probably have to call Bodie. I'm going to see if I can call Bodie later on tonight. And
yeah, I don't know whose race it is. Bodie just said that, you know, made a thing like call to arms kind of thing. Who's coming to, who wants to go to Texas and take on Texas team and this and that. So from what I understand, it's about 20 cars coming.
Really?
Coming to Texas or planning on coming to Texas. And I think it's going to be a shootout and all that good stuff too.
Uh-huh.
So I think, you know, that's what it is, you know, California versus Texas. Unless okay. it's piggybacking another event, that part of it I don't know. But I know it's going to be happening down there.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to try to make that one. I've been to Enos, Texas before. That's a nice try. On my way home, I passed by Extreme. Probably about 30 minutes away. I'm going to see if I can. I would try to get Melvin to go, and Doc James to go. Melvin don't travel too much. Melvin don't travel. He might go to 41, Ohio, but he don't go more than two states away. He stay within a state. I might try to get Greg to go. But Texas is a little ways for these guys. It ain't shucks for me. I go to Mexico. It wouldn't make me no difference.
Hmm. So there's gonna be a lot of people there. You know, like just from the last one, like I said, you know, if you're gonna go, you wanna get there, you know, early, because they had, like I said, they had to bus people in from the college. They had to park on the college, and they were shoving them into the track.
What?
There were so many people at the track.
Yeah.
That were coming. There was no parking, so they had to park them like 7 miles away from the track at the junior college. And then they had shuttle buses that were selling the people to the track.
At what rate?
That's how. That's the one that was at last year in September in Texas. That was last year in September in Texas.
The one you went to?
Yep. The one that was in Texas at the I always forget the name of that place.
Enos?
But yeah, that one. Yeah, no, the one that we're going to, the Motorplex, right? Not
Extreme.
Motorplex,
Extreme.
I don't know why I can't remember that.
I don't know. There's certain words that puzzles me sometimes too. But yeah, Extreme. I guess because I passed right by it. Because when I first seen the track, I didn't know who it was, but I looked it up. It was Extreme Motorplex. I'm going to see if I can talk some guys into going. That's September. We got July, August, September. That's 90 days from now. And then we got to verify the date. You think it's the 20th?
24th and 25th. I got to look at the flyer again.
Okay.
But the thing is, though, I know they got races there, so there's not going to be a whole lot of test and tune, you know, passes down there. These guys will do that the day before, and then they get busy the next day.
Right. Because I got to go right by my house in Arkansas to get to Texas, because Texas is right next door. So from my house to that track is, I think, right at 7 hours, 7 or 8 hour drive from my house. So
you
ready to get home?
Yeah,
that's gonna be a. Once I get home, I can stay and rest up, and then head out from there and go. Because from my house to Dallas, I think it's like 6 hours, and then from Dallas to Enos is like another hour and a half, if I'm not mistaken.
Man, you ready?
Yeah. Because
it's 13, 14 hours from here to my house.
It's about 22, 24 hours from us. So, yeah, we'll have a little bit of a drive.
22 hours from Texas? I mean, from Texas? To
22 to 24.
Damn. Hold on. That's Melvin calling me back. Hold on.
Jake, you still there?
Yeah, he said, hold on for a minute. Yeah, he said,
hold on for a minute. My battery's about ready to go dead. I got to go get this on. You there, Jake?
Yeah.
I got to go plug in my phone downstairs. It's about ready to die. Shit. Just started beeping. Let me get some juice in here. I'll call you right back.
Stick it in the refrigerator. That'll hold the charge for another 45 minutes.
Is that the truth?
Give me a few. I'll call you right back.
All right.
Is that the truth?
All right. Let me open up the mic. Putting it cold, the heat takes away the energy and cold sustains it.
Okay.
It sustains it. I wouldn't recommend you do it though.
Yeah, I ain't gonna do that anyway. I got time to take care of it. Yeah.
Okay, let me open up this other mic. Where am I? Let me look out the window and see who's there. Oh, okay. 708-6632. 708-6632, what up with you, Sean? That you, Sean? Hold on. Yeah, he got his phone on. Sean, your mic is open.
Yeah, I'm here, man. I hit the button by mistake.
No, no problem.
Yeah, everybody good today, man?
Man, we excellent. We excellent. It's just I'm tired and I'm ready to go to sleep. I might take the show and cut it in half today, man, because I got a big day tomorrow.
I get it. I truly understand that. I'm at a wedding right now, so I stepped outside, but.
Sean, you tell me you bounce around so much. And you called me earlier today you was going to one engagement. Now you're going to another engagement.
Oh, man, I'm here. And the crazy part, they was right down the street from one another. So that was a good part. 10 minutes away.
Did Melvin ever call you?
No. I hadn't heard from him yet.
Well, I told him he came on the show, and I texted him your number. So, He had to charge his phone up. That's why he couldn't even stay on the phone on the show long because he had to charge his phone up.
Okay. Well, keep in mind, man, July 31st, August 1st, Big Drag's 10th annual Grand Race weekend, and it's going to be amazing. Trust me. It is so many different things we're doing. So many different, man, Drag don't even know what's going on. So many surprises, man. He don't even know what's going on, you know, but it's going to be big, Shake. So I'm telling everybody, man, get there early. Get there early. Don't wait till 6 o'clock in the afternoon to come to the track. Better get there and get a good parking space. Both days, Saturday and Sunday. Trust me. On that Sunday, July 31st, it's free food. Yeah, I'm sorry. On August 1st, that Sunday. That Sunday is free food, free non-alcohol beverages all day long until it's all gone. And got a lot of things for the kids, a lot of things for the adults, plenty of vendors, man. It's gonna, trust me. It's going to be real, real good. A lot of surprises, man. A lot of people dragging up ain't seen in years. And this one big, Shaq. It's 10th annual Grill Trace weekend, and it's gonna be something there. It's definitely gonna be something there. You got to be there.
You know I'll be there, man. Both days.
And we're doing, man. When I tell you, Shaq, it's just so many things we can't let it out yet because we say one thing and then don't know who's listening, and then it might get back to drag, and it wouldn't be a surprise. So, but it's gonna be off the chain, man. It's definitely gonna be nice. Definitely going to be real nice, man.
Okay.
Man, especially for these fast guys.
So now you got me stirred up a little bit because now I gotta shift gears a little different because I normally come for one day. Now that he having 2 days, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay. So I need to. I like to bring my RV.
Bring it. You can. Anybody want to bring an RV, man, can stay on the premises.
I can't bring it just yet. Damn it.
Feel free, man. If you change your mind and anybody that's got an RV, people coming in town, bring it. Trust me, this one's gonna be big, Shake. It's gonna be big. It's been on the phone, man, every day, and things been changing. So we got to keep changing because of the people that's been calling and the things that's going on. We had to change the flyers again, so that's why we didn't post the flyers up just yet, but. We should have them ready. Soon. I think he's doing the final touches on them, and I think it's the proofreading. Then we can go ahead and post everything up. But man, this one here, man, I'm telling you, this one here, Drag got a lot of friends. I'll put it that way. Got a whole lot of friends all over the world. Is that okay?
I'm back. I'm back for a while.
Yeah. We got a lot of friends all over, man. So this one's going to be nice, man. It's going to be real nice.
Okay. I'm going to get my business to be there because it's going to be something special.
Definitely, man. Guess what, Shake? Although we got free food on Sunday, we got a few vendors we need to go stop at.
Ice cream?
So you just, that's going to be at the track. You just got to stick with me, man, and watch what happens.
You got me going on this one. I'm going to ride your coattail now just to see what's going on.
Got to, man.
I'm going to ride your coattail.
I ain't never lied to you, bro.
Right.
This one's going to be off the chain.
All right. All right, we're going to do this. So, okay.
He finna cut the cake, man.
Really?
Yeah, I had to walk outside because it's real noise in there. And
Bring me a
back in here and take
it.
Man, look here. That dang on cake. Hey, this cake so dang gone big, man. I ain't never even seen a cake that big, man. Never. Not a
what
real
kind of, what kind is it?
I don't even know. I don't know. It's wedding cake. You can feed 600.
Did you get some of that cake Eddie had at the track last week?
No. I got some that Leroy's sister. Lord have mercy. Yeah, Mimi, that's her name. Leroy's sister, man. Lord have mercy. That cake was so good and moist. And trust me, she will be there at the event also. Trust me,
okay.
She will be there selling her cake too.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, is this the same cake? Then yes.
No, Eddie had some.
Leroy's
a big box, a big old box of small assorted cakes. Small like.
Oh no, I didn't get
assorted
that
cakes. Yeah, he was passed.
Yeah,
out.
I didn't know.
He didn't have a real.
Yeah, I didn't see
one.
That.
He just had small assorted ones. Which is
yeah.
pretty kind of cool because all you do is reach in a box and give it to them and they go on about their business. You ain't got to slice nothing.
Right.
You ain't got to cover up nothing.
That's
yeah,
good.
That was
yeah.
pretty good.
Excuse me.
Yeah, that was
oh,
pretty
boy.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Stick, I hate to ruin
hey,
you right now, man.
You.
I got to get back in here.
Okay. Did you find out any information about Jamie's race?
You must hold on. Let me walk back to the door. What's in there?
I say, did you find out any information about Jamie's race?
No. Kid was going down there. Kid went down there, but I'm not sure what happened. I didn't get a chance to talk to Kid since Friday, so I really don't know just yet.
Okay.
I couldn't go. It was my baby birthday yesterday, so, and my wife wasn't playing that. Ain't no
right.
secret there.
I understand.
Yeah, I couldn't leave this year. So, he definitely wasn't playing them games. Yeah,
okay,
I got to
so
get in here and take this video. Big Drag.
Go ahead.
10th Annual Grudge Race Weekend, July 31st and August 1st, two-day event. And we're doing that half, it's what, $25, I think. You buy your pass, buy two passes, I think it's going to be like $45 if you buy them on Saturday. And, man, it's a lot going on, but if I get a quick second, I'll come back and get back on, man. If not, then I know I'll talk to you tomorrow for sure. Hey, everybody stay blessed, man.
All right, appreciate you. Go on and enjoy yourself.
Y'all, I got to get back in.
I'm right here, y'all. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Brother Unknown.
So. Yeah, I'm still
Brother
on.
Unknown.
Hey, Jake. Hey, yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear some noise
yeah,
in the background. You.
Yeah, I'm getting me a soda.
You move.
Yeah,
give me one,
soda,
too.
I'm all right.
Give me
what
one,
I,
too.
What I see, and, you know, I'm looking out all around the whole board. You know, it's a lot of new people that came out. It's a lot of different type of cars that came out. It's a lot of different stiffs that came out. You know, different people got all kinds of different stiffs. So what I see is should be some type of modifying done, some remodifying done to, you know, racing. You know, I mean, we've been out here a long time, and we've been having little people here and there chipping in stuff in here and there. And I think it's time to let a commissioner, I mean, everybody chose a commissioner and, you know, let the rules, just like you do in court, whatever the law is, they change the laws and all this and that. And the same thing with racing. I mean, because, you know, every week you always see something pops up that's drawn a lot of confusion and a lot of tension. But I see if you had a commissioner there, and you had drawn up something, you know, for the way grudge racing is and all the other races are, and had a commissioner there, where you have to go to the commissioner if it come to a situation, you know. And I mean, I don't see it no other way in the future to make things much better without having some type of commissioner. Because every time you turn around, you know, you can't solve a situation, you know. And it was another example not too long ago. last week it was an example. You know, these guys, you know, complain about, you know, different situations. And I seen both sides of the situation. And I could say something other than work in both favors on both ends. You know? So that's why I said I think we need a commissioner into this racing game now. Because so many things is changing every time you turn around. Somebody coming up with something new, something different. And these tricks, you can't, a thief. See, you can't stop him from stealing until you catch him. And then when you catch him, you steal from the problem. You can lock him up, but once he get back out, it's his choice. Well, they're going to go back and steal again, and take a, he going to get smarter next time. So that's the same thing with these people. You know, when you're out here racing, they get smarter and smarter to come up with a new trick every week. You know, and somebody's feelings getting hurt. And then some of these people are nice people, and they're getting dragged through the mud, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. Some people get the show
so
and ain't understand.
Yeah, so that's why I say we need a commissioner. And, I mean, I can talk a little bit about the last week race, a couple weeks ago race, you know, and I mean, I see where a lot of the situations has gone wrong at. And then I see where, you know, you can make a right out of whatever the wrong is. If I can talk a little bit about last week, if you want me to.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Okay, well, I look at last week race. Okay, now, you know the rules. You either be there at a certain time or you pay the punk out. But then I look at it, give a man at least 5 or 10 minutes. If not, then that means that, you know, a guy's feeling gonna get hurt because a lot of times things do happen. But then on the other hand, you can't say that you need a guy to hold up the whole racetrack for you to come for 5 or 10 minutes because you ain't the only one racing. There's other people that race too. And the rule was that you know, you set a time to go race. So you can look at that both ways. You can either be guy, you know, courtesy, 5 or 10 minutes, or you can just go ahead and say, well, look, it's more people going to race here. But then in the same token, if you come right back to that same guy another hour later and say, well, you know, you want to race again. So what that tell me is that if you lost, you didn't want to pay the whole pot. You just want to go out there and say like you're racing for $1,000. And, you know, the punk out was $300. So he wasn't there on time. So you took the three, but then you came back in another hour or 2 hours and asked him to go racing. So you asked this man to go racing again in two hours or so. That means that if you lost, you already had in your mind that you wasn't going to pay all the money, that you was already going to try to find some way to get some of the money back before you even start racing anyway. So, I mean, there's a lot of ways you can look at this stuff. You can argue all day. That's why I say we need a commissioner in here where we can head off some of these little traps and it's going to be what it's going to be. Now, if you shut it down, that means you can't go back and race that guy no more that night or that day or whatever. And you got all the reasons because, like I said, other people got to race. So you can't hold a racetrack up, not unless the track, if the track fault now, if something broke on the track or whatever, then you can go ahead and say, well, nobody get paid, you know. I mean, it's a lot of ways you can go about things. But that's why you need a commission.
Okay. I like that word you mentioned by having a commissioner. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to open up this other mic. And Hold on. Now, when you start this, when you bring a commissioner in there, that sounds like a pretty good thing. But I'm going to tell you the first thing they're going to say. Well, ain't no rules in grudge racing. That's the first
thing
they're
going to say.
And
every time you drop something new, come on.
Wait. I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying what they're going to say. I like the commissioner. I always, from day one, feel like there should be some rules in grudge racing. There should be. Because things like what happened a couple of weeks ago pops up. Things over the period of years, we have seen problems
that have never really got solved. So it should be some rules in grudge racing. It should be some rules in every kind of event, because
that's it.
You don't want the other person to take advantage of this person by using some trickery. And if you think you know all the tricks, then you get in that race. But let me open up this other mic. We've got our legendary Melvin Coney coming back in here. And
okay.
I'll hear what he got to say. What up, Coney?
You got it, man. He's out having a ball today, me and the wife. Boy, we had a good time on Bellisle today with that Grand Prix race, man.
Ooh. Yeah, man. I went to one of them Grand Prix races, Melvin. I liked it, but it ain't nothing like going to a racetrack where you see them, you know, you see a car, you see two cars go down, then you see two more cars go down, two more. That round the track and round this way, by the time your favorite car come back around, it's been 5 or 10 minutes. It was okay, but that wasn't my real cup of tea.
Well, my racing day today was a little bit different because we get to put the Corvettes out there on the track and make 3 laps around the track. And that's where I had my fun at. The race was good now. Don't get me wrong. The race was good. But to get them 3 laps on the track out there with them Corvettes, and then to have a wife with me today and the new one, and I'm in my old Z06, and we going around that track, man. We had a ball. Boy, we had a ball, man. You talking about some fun. Ooh, Shake, I had a ball, boy.
Oh.
I'm telling you now.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You know what you didn't do? You know what you didn't do? You should have videotaped.
What I didn't do? I got some of it. Well, see, I didn't take nobody with me. I could have had some passengers. But when I got my tickets and everything, well, nobody, you know, the Grand Prix or whatever. So me and her just went on down there, man, and we just had ourselves a good time, man. And she had herself a ball. She had more fun than I had. And Shake, look, and you know how you run into them curves and them corners and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So she's sitting in there, she playing around, she run up on one of them curves at about 70 miles an hour, and almost didn't make the curve, almost didn't make it, right? And when she come out, she come back to the next, she said, when she went in and she said, I'm doing 10 miles an hour when I go on this here. So that was going a little bit too fast before. Man, we was having a ball down there, man.
She woke up. She woke up and seen the real life.
She woke up. Yeah, man.
Now they see this stuff ain't no joke. It ain't no joke.
No, it ain't no joke. And I was telling her, I said, well, you know what, you're going to learn your own way. Yeah, I was out there, man. That was the best part of my day right there, you know. The hospitality and everything. We had breakfast with them, then they give us lunch and everything like that, man. It's a whole total different atmosphere when you be able to go get in that Corvette Corral. And then you got Corvettes. I think the earliest I've seen today was maybe a 67 tri-polo car all the way up to the 2021 out there riding today, man.
Oh man, they should have told me about it, man. I'd have called old bro Greg to bring his vet, the Green Hornet, out there. He'd have to go 2 miles an hour in them curves, but then he get in that straightaway. He gonna cut it loose.
Yeah.
Oh boy. So that was just the Corvettes they was letting in there?
Yeah, only the Corvettes and Cadillacs get a chance. Whenever the Grand Prix come here in Detroit, Chevrolet, General Motors put it on. So they put that in a part of it. So all of the people that drive Corvettes and stuff, you pay a little money, you get in that corral and park in it. They feed you and everything, and then you get the 3 laps in on the track. And you can go wide open. You can go as fast as you want to go. You can crash it if you want to.
Oh, see, we should have got Greg to come in there, man. Greg would have loved it. He'd have been doing whole shots.
Yeah, he would have loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, yeah, man, I've been having a ball. I'm really glad because I got a different avenue to get out with the wife and everything, man. And to see her expression on her face and the fun that she had today, man, just made my day all the way around, you know. Really did.
Right.
And she enjoyed it. And then we're coming back up I-75, right? Just, you know, 2021 ain't got no supercharge on it like my Z06 could. So she probably got it up to maybe 135, 140 now. We was supposed to wait till it get 500 miles to do all this. They ain't got 300 miles on it yet. We out here wide open with it already.
Hey, put that joke in the driveway, jack it up, jack that rear up, and just let it run. Just let it run. Go in the house right. And watch TV.
Yep. So, yeah, man, I ain't had no complaints today on nothing, man. It was with a good, you know, high-class group of guys and everything because, you know, hang out with a bunch of Corvette guys, man. They all got a lot of money in these Corvettes, I can tell you that.
I know, man.
Yep.
I know that Greg is in a Corvette club, and then I met some guys in Indianapolis that's got a Corvette club. They go different places, like over in Kentucky to car shows and stuff. They go all over different places. But I don't have a Corvette, and if I did have one, that joke would be in a glass bubble. I swear I wouldn't let nobody breathe on it. I think they should be on the shelf because I like Corvettes. That's the American, that's the United States classic car. When they go overseas, they put the Corvette versus the Maserati, the Corvette against the Lamborghini. So I think it should be on the shelf and be preserved, not raced.
I tell you what, that mid-engine car, it's a total, totally different beast all the way around, man. It don't drive like no original, the old Corvettes and stuff drive, or none of that, man. That car is really nice, man. They engineered a bad car. Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and she had herself a ball with it because, you know, like I say, when we built the car, we put all of the options and the color package and everything on it like that. And it was the only one like that on Belle Isle, that color. It was a bunch of new 20s and 21s there, but none of them had the package on it like she sat there and we drawed it up when we was building the car, man. So she had herself a ball with that car. You'd have thought she won the Grand Prix.
Nah, Odell inside a Corvette. I bet she was cheesing like crazy.
Yeah, she was. And then, like I said, after it was over, we jumped on 75 right there coming off from Jefferson coming down. You know, I stretched her Mac down almost about 94, right? So it's pretty clear. So I cranked on this one. I went up to about 145, right at about 150. And she back there, she got up to about 140 miles an hour with it. I said, well, how fast was you going? I got up to about 140. I said, well, you still wasn't going fast enough.
boy.
Yeah.
You don't break green.
Real good, Jack. Yeah, I really like it because she's enjoying it, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, as long as we're racing together, having fun like this, man, I'm happy with it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. Shit.
So what y'all talking about tonight?
Unknown, always our topic, man. He's our intro, man. He always got a topic, and he was mentioning. Well, Brother Unknown, I'll let you talk to him. Tell him what you was talking about.
How you doing, Mr. Melvin, and everybody else?
Hey, man, I'm doing fine, man.
Yeah, what I was saying is a lot of things going on in life in this race world, and a lot of changes going on. Every time you turn around, something changing. So I was thinking that, you know, we would come to some type of final agreement and get a commissioner and have only certain, you know, rules and different, you know, races, different category of races. Because if you don't, every time you turn around, somebody coming up with something new. So you can talk on it and I can give some more input on it. But that's my final decision on the way this life is going and how fast, you know, the people, new people coming out racing in the street, at the track, and all the different rules they're coming up with.
Yeah. Yeah, they need to have some type of floor mat for that, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you can go to the rule book, and that's what's in the rule book, and that's what we go by. Because when you look at this game, you know, the situations will pop up, and then when the situation pop up, all of a sudden a brand new rule pop up right along with the situation, you know what I'm saying? And then
yep.
Now you got a problem. Then somebody got to go away disappointed, you know what I'm saying? I know how the
yep.
feeling is because it happened to me. Everybody ain't going to be able to just walk away like that in these situations, you know what I'm saying? It's going to create something else, you know what I'm saying? And we don't really want it to be creating no problems in the game, you know?
That's why
really
I should
right.
be a commissioner. That's why I should be a commissioner right there and step right up and say, look, this is the way the rules is. This is the way it is. You need
yep.
that type of person that don't chose no sides. I mean, everybody need to go ahead and pick that person, and I'm quite sure everybody got somebody in their mind right now, a stand-up type of person that they can pick that would just be right there and be fair with everybody. Ain't going to take their side, no matter who you are.
Right.
You know, it is what it is.
Just like a referee that's in there in a boxing match or something, you know what I'm saying? Just an example for a person like that, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Because if we don't get that, because if we don't get that and slow things down, man, it's going to be really, really terrible out here later. I mean, I see it coming. I'm a type of guy that lays back here and listen and pay attention to everything, and I see where things are coming. I see them coming. I pay attention to everybody and everything. And everybody's not fair, and everybody, they go with the majority or whatever, but you need that person to just step right in and ain't going to pay attention to none of that. This is the rules.
Right.
And we'll have it right there in black and white or whatever. Show it to you. This is the rules. And it's simple. It's simple.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like NHRA. You know, they got a rule that they go by on everything that they do. You know what I'm saying? Ours ain't got to be copied off of that, but they need to sit down and put a set of rules together, and these are the rules. If this is going to continue to be successful, you know, it can always be, you know, just like it's going now, and every time something happens, they're going to sweep it under the rug, or if it's certain people or whatever, they can get away with this and get away with that. Ain't nothing else going to be said the next day or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And it just keep on moving forward. But we don't gain no grounds with stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? When stuff like this happens, it's almost just like knocking us back 5 or 10 years, you know what I'm saying? We got to come all the way back again and stuff, you know?
It's trouble.
Got a good program.
It's trouble. If you don't get that, it's trouble. And it's going to be more trouble and more trouble and more trouble. I mean, every week, if you sit here and listen, you know, to these shows and watch TV and watch around the world, every day, if you don't have some type of stipulations and have it up at the top without, you know, different people bringing stuff in from this corner, that corner, this corner, that corner, you know, a man can sit back all night long and, you know, figure out how he want to come at you with these races. And he already got a plan for each and every last person he race, you know, when he come out here. But if you cut some of that out, then you got to come out there and do what you got to do without coming out there with all these tricks and all this kind of stuff. Because they can come up with tricks every day. Just like, all right, Wells, I can come on here and figure out a topic for all these shows every week. You can figure out a trick for every week. How you going to get somebody?
Yep. They plotting for that. They got a way they can trick you, and you don't know nothing about it. And once they get you caught up in their trick, they got your money. Because, hey, however they going to put that trick on you, they got that trick in their favor. So it ain't nothing you can do about it.
Uh-huh.
Yep. It's like, I know something you don't know, but you ain't going to know it until, you know, hey, it's your turn for you to know it. But it ain't going to be in your favor when you learn it.
There you go.
Yep.
I tell you what, man, what we did when we left the streets, the reason why we left the streets is because, you got guys that's talking about, man, I ain't paying you. But you just lost. I ain't paying you. And they get the custom can on, blah, 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 this, I ain't paying you. And we end up getting in some fights, stuff like that.
Yep.
Then you have the police chasing you. So when we left the streets, we went to the track. We said, okay, we got a good surface. They prepping the track. That's good.
We got the tree, but we ain't got to worry about somebody cheating with the flag, and that worked out real good. We ain't have to run from the police because it's legal, you know. So the one thing that we did have a problem with is getting somebody honest to hold our money. And that was the only thing, that's the last thing I think we need to work on, getting somebody honestly to hold our money. Now, Unknown mentioned about a commissioner. Now, why can't, okay, you remember when Jay Bonds was in the mix and Jay Bonds hired a governor for each state? Chicago had their governor. Detroit had their governor. Every state he went to had their own governor. Okay, so that governor of Michigan should be responsible for some of the things that go on here in Detroit. The governor in Chicago, it should be responsible. So if he fails to be responsible, then we have to hire a new person. But that person that become a governor should be should get some kind of compensation for it, and he should call the race fairly. He'll be the DP man each and every time. So Unknown, you did come up with some kind of idea, whether it be a commissioner or governor, same thing, but somebody with knowledge to call the shots.
But, you know, this is where we sit here, and we had these races, these big races. We should have somebody come from somewhere else to deal with that. Every time we throw one of these big races, you can have somebody come there and prep the track. So nobody will prep the track in this one favor, that one favor, that for that one favor. So what I'm saying is to say that is every time you go out and get a buddy dealing with a buddy situation, it's going to be a situation if stuff ain't right. Mostly they're going to favor their buddy because they got to face their buddy. They got to face their buddy after they leave the track. But if you get somebody off to come and do that ain't got to face nobody, just come in and do their job. And, I mean, sure, if you give them, you know, a couple of dollars here and there. I mean, as long as you get the job done and the job done right, it's better than to give somebody something and still to lose it all. And to lose it all in a bad way. That's all I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's a hurting feeling.
Yeah, well, it would be a beautiful thing. But you know what I'm saying? It's got to be organized. All of the states got to be on the same page. All of your players, everybody got to come to agreement to do it. That's going to be your next thing right there. Because we just sitting here talking about it. It sounds real good. But, you know, on the other hand, ain't nobody else listening. You know what I'm saying? Because they're going to, a lot of them already like it just the way it is. They like the drama that goes along with it and all the rest of the stuff. You know what I'm saying? So that's where the problem is going to come in at. How are you going to get all of these guys on board?
Well, you go out and pass out certificates, trophies, and when you do that every year, you pick a selected few guys. You know what I mean? That comes to races. You know what I mean? And they ain't in favor of this one or that one. I mean, you know who they are. I mean, because you go to these, I ain't saying exactly what it is, but you go there to pick up a trophy that you just going to sit on a counter and collect dust, or a certificate that you're going to put on the wall, but you ain't going there to do the right thing for the next season, to pick somebody out and put somebody in these places.
You know what? I like that commissioner. I like that commissioner thing. You know what? We don't have to lead by example. We'll do that here in Detroit. We'll have us a commissioner. And, prime example. If we had a commissioner here in Detroit, the commissioner would be kind of like the overseer. Let's do it hypothetically. If I was the commissioner of Detroit, and somebody brought it to my attention that one of the guys wrecked their car and tore it up, they got injured. Okay, as a commissioner, I would call that guy up, interview him, talk to him, ask him what kind of car he had, what happened, the brakes went out on the car. Okay, fine. You in the hospital? What did you hurt? I broke my finger. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. What I would do is we would take the money out of the kitty or throw a race for that guy and give him some opportunity to get his car back together. Now, that's
it. Throw a race. Throw a race.
Yeah,
that's
the commission.
It. Nothing coming out of nobody's pocket.
Yeah. Because, see, what happened, one of my boys in Chicago, had an accident last week, and he tore up his car. What the extent of it was, I don't know. I didn't see it. I didn't see the accident. But whatever happened, when people tear up their car, they don't get nothing back. Nothing. So as a commissioner, we should be able to say, hey, man, we heard you tore up your car. You lost your finger, blah, blah, this, whatever. And we're going to help you compensate or get some of that money back. It's bad enough he tore up the car. Then on top of that, you get injured. We should be able to do stuff like that for him and make his life a lot better. At least he don't lose everything. To lose a car and suffer some injuries, that's a lot. That's asking a lot for somebody that brought action to the game. So, I was saying, one of my boys in Chicago had an accident last week, and I hope he's all right. I asked him to come on the show, but he was at the hospital. So, hopefully he'll either give me a call or either come on the show and tell us what happened. But we don't want to lose nobody, and we don't want them to feel, you know, too badly hurt because they lost or tore the car. I don't know what the extensive damage was, but I hope he's all right.
Okay, now, Shaq. Now, see, a commissioner can work in a lot of different favors and work real good for everybody. Now, all these people just jumping up and just trying to throw a show or whatever, something like that, and trying to double up on, you know, like if you having a show, somebody else come and try to have a show on the same day. See, now that commissioner could stand out there and say, look, we not having this. If you're going to have a show on this certain day or you've been doing this for a certain X amount of years, we not going to have nobody come right in here and throw a show somewhere else, not unless they're going to get fined. So what I'm saying, a commissioner can work in your favor in a lot of different ways, not only racing a car up and down the track, but even for events and stuff that you have, and stuff like that, where you have them at, you know, he can get in and work with all the track officials, and everybody would know that. You just got to pick the right guy that understands everything and don't go out there taking that favoritism stuff. Sure, you can have an event, but we're not going to have you putting that on top of somebody else's show. We ain't going to do that. We ain't going to start that kind of stuff. So, like I said, there's a lot of things will work in your favor. If you want to have a commissioner, and y'all go ahead and allow the commissioner to go ahead and do his job. And then, see, that'd be up to the owners of the racetrack. It'd be up to the show owners and up to the people that hash it. You know what I mean? So we can go to the top with everything. See, it's a way to live out here and a way to get things the way you want it. And you know, people ain't going to shut down because that's what they do. A lot of people might not like it, but like I said, it's more to be consistent then to have something upside down this day, upside down that way. You understand what I'm saying? You can't keep doing that. Having stuff lopsided, upside down, crossways, all kind of ways. You got to have somebody to step in there and say, look, we're going to fine you or we're going to ban you for 6 months. So if you want that, then you go ahead and do that. I mean, you know that before you got into it. So how you going to get mad with the commissioner or somebody get mad with you because you had a show for 10 years and all of a sudden somebody want to come in there and keep taking your slots up? Can't get mad with you. It's already roofed there. If you do it, you're going to get banned or you're going to get fined.
So what do you think, Mel?
Hey, I mean, it sounds good, but getting everybody on the bandwagon, where the problem going to come from? You got a lot of guys, they don't care. They, you know, they all about that money. However they got to get it, that's what they want. They don't give a damn about nobody else.
Yeah.
Commission can stop that, but everybody got to be on the same table, you know. You can't get everybody to come to the table together. I mean, if you started your own thing, well, I mean, you got to look at Javon. You know what I'm saying? Javon had a lot going on to build his whole grudge game, and you saw what they did to him.
Yeah.
So exactly what they did.
We got somebody at the door. 312-8174. 312-8174. Who we got, Carl?
What's up, Second Bank? It's all Mac from Chicago.
What up, all Mac? How you doing, bro?
Man, I'm still sore, man. I'm feeling a little bit better. I was trying to get back with you when I had the accident, but the hospital, I guess they must have had like a frequency block or something, so I wasn't able to get back with you.
I'm still sore up and I'm still sore, but I just had just a couple chest fractures, so I just got to take it easy for about seven weeks next because they gave me eight weeks to take it easy. Got to heal up on its own, so got to sit back and relax. Okay, for those that don't know, this is my boy from Chicago, Matt. He had an accident at 41. Matt, tell everybody what kind of car you got, what color the car was, and tell us what happened.
I had a brown Regal. I called it the Mike Tyson Regal. And I was lined up at the groove.
Hold on, Matt. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to mute your mic for a second. I know. See if we can block some of this noise. I'm going to bring you back on, Almar.
Okay.
Okay, now try.
Okay. I was lined up out the groove, and I was double bow, and when I took off and the nitrous kicked in, I had a big shot of nitrous on it. When that nitrous kicked in, the car got away from me. I tried to recover. I tried to ride the wall in the right lane all the way down because it shot me over that way. But I was on two wheels, so then once I corrected that to try to ride the wall, it shot me back to the left, and it felt like the car was going to flip again. Then I ended up hitting the wall and smashed the whole front end of the car up. And then I felt okay. I thought I felt okay till I got home. I had one of my partners from down there gave me some a Tylenol, a nice Tylenol down, and I felt okay. And when I got home and got the car put up and that stuff wore off, and I'm glad because everybody told me, they said, go get yourself checked out. They was like, do not go to sleep tonight because you may not wake up. It's like, go get yourself checked out because you don't know what's going on in your inside. You could be bleeding on the inside and stuff like that. So I listened to them.
Right.
I went to the hospital. They kept me at the hospital. And then they sent me from one hospital to another hospital by ambulance to a city specialist at Loyola. And they already did a CAT scan over there at the one, and they did the same thing over there at the other one. So, you know, they told me I gotta take it easy. So I'm listening to what they said. They told me don't lift anything over 5 pounds and take it easy. So
yeah,
I'm still out here. Though.
So
they
what
scares me because go ahead, Shake and Bake.
So what happened? Something happened to you. You broke your sternum, fractured the sternum?
Yeah, the fracture of my sternum and right in the middle of your chest. It's a bone
right.
That I guess it holds everything together. So I got a couple fractures up in there.
Yeah, that's
and it came from
the right,
first
all
I thought my chest. Right. I thought my chest hit the steering wheel because the steering wheel was all bent up, but that came from my hand. What cracked my chest was the seatbelt. So I'm glad I had the seatbelt. I'm glad I had the seatbelt on tight because I used to wear them loose. Said one of my guys last year, he told me, man, you got to have these seatbelts tight on you, man, because it's your life on the line. So you think they tight and you'll go flying out this car, get to rolling. And he was absolutely right, man, because my windshield flew out the car, hood flew off, everything flew off, and I could have got thrown from the car. But luckily, I listened to him and I had the belt tight on me, man.
That's good. Ooh, That's a safety thing right there. Unknown. We need to talk about.
I never thought I'd be the one to say seatbelts save lives, but they do. And I had to send a shout out to one of the guys. He sent me $100 the very next day. He was about the only one that looked out for me. Charlie, I'm going to butcher his name. Charlie McFadden. I think he's an East Side Strangler, but you know he was the only one that looked out for me. He sent me $100, and I want to send a shout out to him and thank him again. You know.
Okay.
But other than that, I'm just waiting to get back in the game. So try to do me something else and try to get myself together because it ain't over till the fat lady sing. That's what they say.
Do me a favor. Send me a picture of your car before and after the accident. And here on the Shake and Bake Show, we're gonna try to collect a couple of dollars for you too, man. Because we hate to see you go out like that.
I appreciate you. So I'm gonna go. I haven't seen the car in a week, so I'm gonna go over there and go take a look at the car tomorrow. And just to assess the damage to see what's going on because it knocked my crank trigger. Everything got smashed in the front, you know. Everything got radiator smashed and everything. So the frame rail's bent in the front. So I'll get you a picture and I'll send it to you, Shake and Bake. And I'll give you the before. I'll send it to your phone, the before and the after shot. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I appreciate it. What did you say, Melvin? Get his what?
I said get his information or whatever, man. I'll send him money too, man. We'll help him out.
Yeah, okay. You can put me in the side. I'll get you my phone number and get you everything so you can give me a call. And then I'll get you.
Well, I got is this your number? This your only number right here on the show?
Yeah, 312-428-8174.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, that's me right there.
Fact, I'm gonna get some more information from you. Melvin say he's gonna give you $100. I'm gonna see if I can get the staff, you know, on the Shake and Bake show to get together and put some money together for you too, bro, so you can help you get back on your feet. I thank God that you're okay.
I just gotta sit down, you know. It's a healing process right now. That's all.
Well, you know, hold on one second. Let me mute the mic, and we're going to do a little quick prayer for you too, brother. Father God in heaven, we want to ask you, Lord, to lay hands on Brother Almack and see to it that everything works all right. The little fracture that he had in his chest, Lord, we know that's not nearly... That's nothing compared to what you can do. You can wave your hand, Father, and make everything all right. His toy, which is a race car, Father God in heaven, please see to it that he can get back in his car safely and race and have fun. You, Lord, being a gracious God you are, I know you don't have a problem with us having fun as long as we keep things legal and unharming to others. Father God, see to it that everything work all right. This is a brother from another mother, and we want to show him how much we appreciate it. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Okay. So you got some people that's in your corner, man, that wants to help out. And, you know, like I say here on this show, man, we try to teach positive and do positive things and keep everything alive here. So don't ever hesitate to call into the show, man, and let us know what's going on so we can try to help smooth things out. We can't bring things back like it was in the beginning, but we can at least try to smooth the travel out.
I heard that, brother. As long as I'm walking and talking, I'm happy with the good Lord who blessed me with that because, you know, Things could have been a whole lot different, you know.
Ooh,
I could have flipped it over, and it could have been a whole lot different. A lot of people don't get to be that lucky, you know. And that's just not even racing; it's just everyday life, man. So I'm not going to say say anything bad, you know. I just appreciate everything, and I appreciate God for keeping me safe, man, because, man, God had me that day. I'll tell you that.
You ain't lying, boy. You ain't lying. Because, you know, it's never over until he has the last word. So, and he knows the sport that we in is a little dangerous.
It is a little dangerous.
These cars can get away.
Every time you go down that line.
Mm-hmm. Brother Unknown, you got something you want to say? Because I just unmuted your mic.
You got me? You listen to me?
Yeah.
Hello. I just want to tell the brother that God got you every day. You're blessed always. And these things happen in life. And, you know, we all get turns in life. It's like a big chain that goes around. And when that chain comes to our spot, we don't know what's going to happen, whether we're going to be here tomorrow or we're going to be gone, you know, today. So with saying that, just always keep looking up and understand that God got you every day. He ain't going to never take his hand off you. So don't never forget him. You understand what I'm saying? Because if you forget him, then, you know, you might not be in, you know, in his sight, you know. You can always be in his hand, but you might not be in his sight. So never forget
that's
him.
That's right.
Every day you go out there, you always put that before you get in that car. Because that car is metal against meat. So you always, you know, say, well, you know, whatever happened, God, you know, everything is in your hand. I'm going out here, I'm going to win this race or whatever. And he's going to take care of you, always.
That's right.
That's right. That's true. Well, we're going to thank God that you're still here. Brother Melvin, you got something you want to say? Brother Melvin. And my feet and clicked over to the other line. Melvin, you still there? Your mic is open.
Yeah, I'm still here, Shaq. I'm still here. Yeah, I just want to thank God, man, for allowing my man to see another day with that accident he had, man. It was a rough accident, you know. And we'll try to help him out whatever we can do, you know, to get him back going, you know.
That's what.
Thank you, Brother Melvin. And Brother Unknown, too.
All right.
Thank you, too, brother.
All right. Well, the topic that come out your mouth right now should be safety, and more safety. That's gonna be one of the biggest topics there, man.
I mean, because people, you know, you think it's a joke when them seatbelts expire and you say, oh, I can get away with another year, I can get another year. Your helmet, you know. Safety before speed.
You know, that's one thing you really got to think about, man. You got to safety before speed. And I'm preaching that. And I wasn't the one all about that, you know. But, hey, I'm telling you, safety before speed. Before you go fast, make sure you got everything in order. I'll tell you that.
Right. Exactly. Well, we have races every week, and somebody's going to the track. Every now and then we get these fluke accidents, and we just don't want to see nobody hurt or we lose somebody. And I've been to enough funerals from January to now. I'm kind of getting wore out going to these funerals. But we still got to keep talking safety. Whether these guys don't hear it now, but it'll dawn on them one day. Say, I better put my seatbelt on, or I better get this fire extinguisher, I better put this on. Well, safety is one of them things that if you value your life, you should do it. Because everybody on the outside of the picture looking in can't make you put this safety on. So you should just want to do it for your own, because you value your own life. If the seatbelt, the diaper, all that stuff is for your life and not nobody else's. So try to put them seatbelts on, use them helmets, get the helmets updated. We get on this show and we talk about a lot of different safety stuff. Man, they got a ton of safety stuff at Summit or Jig. Any one of them books we need to put on our car. But then there's got guys that don't like to wear jackets because it's hot,
or they don't want to wear them safety shoes or the whole gear. But it's very important to wear that stuff. So when you get caught, like I said earlier, you get caught in one of them fires and you trying to get up out of that doggone car, if you don't know what how to unhook that seatbelt and you get to fumbling, when that fire touch your ass, boy, you'll wake up quick, faster than a hurry and try to get up out of there. So make it a practice getting in your car. I said this earlier. And strapping in, put a blindfold on and find every button in your car. Get out and do it again. Do that about six times, you know, you can do it six times a month so you can get familiar with it, or six times before you get in the car and go racing. And trust me, it'll help out a whole lot, a whole lot. So, Almack, are you east side, south side, west side, what?
I'm all of Chicago. I don't try to put myself in one section. I represent the whole Chicago. You know,
I'm not talking about represent. I'm not talking about represent. Where do you stay at?
South side, from the south side.
Okay, because I've been over the south side. I've been over Big Eddie's house. I know he's staying south side up in the Cadillac. I went to Cadillac's mama's funeral. How far now? What Preacher Boy shop is that?
I know Preacher Boy.
Yeah, I've been there. What side of town is that considered?
That's the west side.
That's west side. Okay. Okay. I'm familiar with a little bit of it. I got family there that I got to go hunt and find some of my relatives out there, but I keep putting it off.
Got to go see them.
As much as but when I come to 41, I don't come quite close enough to Chicago to, you know, start looking them up. But, you know, Sean Drag Nation News was on here a minute ago, and he said they got a race for Big Drag. It's July the 31st, August the 1st, two-day event this time. So I might have to go look up some of my people for Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be a two-day event, Saturday and Sunday. So I might have to look you up, because if you not too far away, I might have to come holler at you.
Oh, that's fine. That's no problem at all.
Okay. You going to be at Big Drag event?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Well, you say I'll be there, but I'll be Carlos. Well, you say I'll be there, I'll be Carlos, but I'll be there.
Okay, I'll definitely be there. But Preacher Boy can get a hold of me. Sean, he can get a hold of me. And Drag, he can get a hold of me too. So, yeah, they all some good people. So, yeah, I'm not hard to get in touch with. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Shoot. Like I told everybody, I'm kind of tired, so we might end this show kind of early, but.
Okay.
Unknown. I'm gonna bring you back in, and you got a topic you want to talk about, Brother Unknown?
Yes. You got me back on.
Yeah, you back. Hold on. Let me get your boy. Let me see if I can call your boy up right quick, cause he might.
Yeah, go ahead. Do your thing.
He might be ready.
Yeah,
for your,
That's good too.
Hold on. 1 second. Hold on a moment. Okay. He didn't he must be in the freezer right now. But go ahead with your topic. I know. Go ahead with the topic.
Well, we don't have a lot of people that shouting out tonight, so what I want to add to is what I've been saying for a long time ago. We need to find enough people that's willing to chip in, you know, $5 a month, $10 a month. So when things like this happen, you know, then it won't hit nobody. We could just go straight to that kitty and go ahead and help out people like this all man. So I've been saying that for a long time. You know, $5 or $10 a month ain't gonna hurt nobody. I don't care if you work, $5 or $10 a month ain't gonna hurt you. And if you send that in, it accumulates. And so when somebody get in one of these bad ways or bad situations, I mean, we can just go right to the card and draw. And it's a done deal. You know, just like you said, you was gonna pass through there, see what the damage is, and if people trust you, you know, for that $5 or that $10 every month, you go by there, you know, and take care of this guy and this guy, and go ahead and do whatever he got to do, and you keep right on trucking. You ain't gonna beat that, huh?
Makes sense.
You ain't gonna beat it.
So what should we call it? A racist fund? Accident fund.
Well, yeah, we can do it like
fund.
That. You can do it, yeah.
Well,
yeah, you just said, yeah.
What you
know, in a situation
Matt,
like that,
think, Matt?
I think it's a good idea. I think it's a good idea. You know, we all take care of each other. You know, that's how it should be. You know,
that's
one
it.
Fall
that's
down,
it.
Somebody lift them up.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
And it won't hurt nobody. Won't hurt nobody.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I was in a race club one time before. I was in a race club one time before. And, I mean, for the guy who started everything, I mean, at the end of the year, we paid for tires for him. And it meant a lot to us. He came and bought hoodies when we was out there in the cool, nice race then, and T-shirts and stuff like that for the club. And all that stuff meant a lot. And we didn't never really put a lot up. Like I said, that little $5 or $10, it went a long ways. But you don't have to go out here buying T-shirts and jackets and hoodies and all that no more. You can just go ahead and hold it for somebody, you know, that gets in a bad way, you know?
Yeah, because it's always that day where somebody going to end up hurting itself. And
it might be me. It might be you. It might be me. It might be you,
right,
it might be me,
right.
It don't matter who it is. So, you know, if you put that $5 or $10 up there, you know, when that day come, and if you live to see it, you know, you're going to be happy you put that $5 or $10 up there.
That's that, Brian.
You don't know who it's going to be. Nobody know who's nobody going to be. So you can't sit up there and jump away from it. It might be you. You know what I mean? Don't nobody know. See, I believe in looking at the big picture. I don't wait till stuff, you know, get all the way down to the bottom of the hill and start picking little small hairs off. I go hit the big picture right from the beginning.
That's deep right there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep, because it's coming. You still on the roof, it's coming.
Okay. So I'm trying to figure out how we're gonna, how, what we need to do with this. We're gonna call it an accident fund.
Well, like I said, I will come up with three different things. You know, get on there. You can get people come up with three different things, and then whenever you know you're healthy, you want to throw that $5 or $10 in there or whatever. Throw it in there. You want to put 20 in there if you feel strong enough, put it in there, 25 or whatever. It ain't got to be every month, but you just have a minimum of 5 or 10. It is not worth, you know, sending if, you know, you can't send 5 or 10, but, you know, you can put what you want. You can put 100 in there whenever you feel like it, you know, or you can go ahead and do 2 or 3 or 10 months at a time.
And that 5 or 10, between January and now, a month, the number of people adds up. And, you don't realize it, but $5 ain't nothing. That's an order of fries and a drink now. Cause
but accumulate.
Burger combo, a combo now is about $10 when you go to one of these fast food places.
But to ask for somebody for $5, that ain't nothing.
You're right. That's why I said
like it ain't sure.
That's why I say every month, if you want to go in and say, well, I'm going to pay for 6 months if you want to, or pay for the year, you know, and depending on how many people you got, man, that stuff accumulate. If don't nobody get hurt, you know, say like a couple summers go by and don't nobody have no serious accident or nobody get hurt, I mean, you know, you can go ahead and tell everybody this way what we can allow to give a person if they get hurt. You don't want to dump the whole, you know, pocket out, but, you know, this is what we can allow to give a person, you know, and that's where won't nobody feel like I haven't gave. They won't feel that way neither.
Makes sense.
Everybody got the choice. Everybody got the choice. But that's what I would. That's what I would do.
Okay. We're gonna have to. I'm making notes of this right now. We're gonna have to put us an organization together where we can collect money for situations like this.
The big picture. The big picture. That's what it is. The big picture. You don't know when, you don't know where, and you don't know who.
Yeah. Hey, Matt, what year is that Regal you got?
It's a 1978.
78 Regal. Okay. And you say it's burgundy in color?
It's brown. It's brown.
Brown?
Yep. It's brown fiberglass, got a black hood, or had a fiberglass black hood on it, and a fiberglass bumper.
Said bent the frame rails, then you need a whole nother body then, pretty much.
They crinkled up in the front, so I'm looking at the what it probably cost to cut that whole front off and put on
another
exactly. So I was just gonna take whatever I got on there. I was just probably gonna take it off and just put it on my next one, because I already got another G body, which is a 78 Monte Carlo. So I was just gonna everything in there and just transfer it to there. And I still gotta get the motor and take a look and make sure the motor's not smashed up, because everything got smashed into it. It even when it bent the frame rails, it even bent the little bars, the motor plate got bent, all that stuff got bent. The vacuum canister got smashed like a tin can. All that stuff got smashed and stuff. So I still got to go through all that stuff to see what's salvageable on that.
Right. Yeah, because if you don't see damage on the outside, it might be damage on the inside. You won't know until later. I would suggest take everything apart and examine it piece by piece.
Yeah.
That can be saved is that they can't toss it.
Exactly, yep.
Now, you've been around for a minute. You remember J. Mons, don't you?
Yeah.
He had a damn good thing going started up. Remember?
Yeah.
When he had the South invaded the North, it was a pretty good thing started up, and I admired him for that. I really did. Matter of fact, he texted me a couple of weeks ago, and I didn't see his text until later. But I'm gonna call the brother and talk with him some more.
Okay.
But, yeah, for him to get everybody united, well, actually it was the North versus the South, getting the North and the South conjugated like this, it did bring a lot of dollars to the plate, to the table, caused a lot more traveling. Because, you know, back in the day, it was just Detroit versus Chicago thing. know, back and forth, back and forth. And that was cool. That was real cool. But then when he came with this South and base North, you know how that felt to Detroit and Chicago. Ain't nobody coming in here playing on our turf going to try to control. So we like, okay, oh, Matt, we're going to stop the fight between me and you. We're going to go down here and jump on these Southern boys. And that's what we did. We ain't had a battle against Detroit and Chicago in years. And we went south and started dumping on their forehead. But it was all fun. It was all fun. Yeah.
I know I'd be messing with them Young Money boys. I'd just be playing with them. We just had fun, you know. We'd be talking our little drunk back and forth. But it'd just be for the fun, you know. And I love that, you know, just being able to joke around with each other, you know, just. It's fun.
And,
it's fun.
And don't
to
nobody
me.
Take it serious. Yeah, if they don't take it serious,
yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, did y'all hear about Brandon beat Memphis Gangster?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Melvin, you didn't say nothing about that one. You didn't say nothing about that one, Melvin. I was waiting. I was waiting to see if I get some race reports.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Hey, Coleman Young done his thing down there, man.
I'm telling you.
Done his thing down there. He just had one slip up there dealing with that King Kong car.
King Kong,
but.
Hey, but you know when he raced King Kong, hell, he went 11 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the air.
Yeah, he stood up. Hey. Well, I don't know what happened. All I know, you know, that's one of them tunes that got put in there a little bit too much or something. She bit too hard there. Stood up there and. But he did real good down there, though.
Oh, yeah.
Only lost one race. That was to the King Kong, but that was the major race, though, because that was heading for getting that 20 grand.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He stepped up to the plate for the Midwest. And, you know, the Midwest consists of Ohio, Detroit, Chicago, Kansas, Iowa, and Missouri. Where he stands
up. They're the only ones really doing something out there on the major field. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, Brandon. Hold on.
Yeah. Knocked old Memphis Gangster. Went up there and robbed him. Hey, nigga, who you... What? Come here. Get outside this wall. Give me that money.
So, man, I got you on the Shake and Bake show. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Hey, I wanted to congratulate you on your win, man. And the fellas was here talking about it. And, you stepped up to the plate, bro.
Appreciate it.
You know how I do it, man. If you when you do good and come out on top, we're going to congratulate you.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Where you at right now?
I'm in Georgia at my cousin's house. I'm staying down here to so I can go to Macon on Friday.
Okay, you going to Macon?
Yeah, I'm racing. We got three races locked in down in Macon for this weekend coming up.
At what track? Twig?
I don't have a clue. Whatever wheelchair race is.
Hey, man, we got to educate him on the tracks now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, when he said making his twig, man, you good.
Like
yeah.
Yeah, but I got three races locked in for Saturday. I got Witt,
At 9 o'clock, I got David Reese again at 10 o'clock, and I got J.R. Gray at 11:30.
Woo! Hey,
what kind of thing are coming with?
This is Jason X-Star.
Y'all going head up?
Yeah.
Yeah, how y'all running?
Head up.
Yeah, okay.
Pro Tree Track Route, both on 28275. Got to be nitrous.
Okay. Well, if you knock his head off.
Yeah, I'm here.
Y'all the grudge racer of the year. Y'all ain't got a race no more.
Oh, man.
Although y'all going to keep racing because the money good.
Al Matt, you hired Brandon to be the hired assassin.
Hey, he works with Coleman Young. Yeah. He's cleaning up the community.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Get all this shit.
Looks like
he may be going. Get this shit in.
He going after Tony next.
God.
Looks like he's going after Tony Bynes next. The way he moving with that.
Tony Bynes.
No,
they already hit Tony Bynes in the head. Yeah, they done hit Tony in the head already.
I had three races.
Four
races last weekend. Four races
so
on Friday. Tony Bynes.
What actually happened on the King Kong race? What happened?
It was all me. It wasn't nobody else. It was just me. I didn't do my normal routine when I bag up, I sit there and I turn both bottles on, I purge it down a little bit, and I pump the brakes before I kick the car in gear. I never got the brake pedal back up. I never pumped it up. So when I was rolling in the beams, the car, you just move the brake pedal a little bit, it'll slide a little bit farther and farther and farther real easy instead of tapping the brake to get it in the lights. So I just let it slide in. And I rolled in the beams too deep and still reacted my normal way. And I ran it.
And we talked about that on the show, don't we?
I think you turned the red light on. Huh?
It wasn't that I left too early. Because if you look at the video, both cars, they pretty much flames light up around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
They react the same time and everything. I just was too far.
You was in too deep.
Beams.
Too far in on it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just
you
one.
You just
of the
rolled over
just,
too far into it. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was all driver error, but it ain't gonna happen again. I know it now.
I know that's right, man. That's right.
Hey,
yeah,
man, it happens, man. That's all. Don't beat yourself up. Just get back up there. That's all you got to do.
Yeah. I had to shake it off. So right after that, we ran Bobby Cole. So got him.
Yeah. Put it on him. And now y'all can't be beating up on them 5.3s and 5.9 motors and stuff out there like that, man. They're going to think y'all fast.
Man, that's what I'm saying. No, I don't want them to think that. It's slow. I'm barely keeping up with them.
Yeah. You keep on beating them down like that. Hang on, wait a minute. Superman, right. We'll put y'all under investigation.
Oh man.
Good dog.
But that's good, man. I'm glad for you, man. You know I'm glad for you, man. You're the home team.
And I appreciate it. Thanks.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
Hey. I got everybody's mic muted, Brandon. When you get back, I got a letter, an envelope with some money in it for the assassination. Appreciate you, man.
Oh man.
Unmuted.
Oh man!
I forgot to say, job well done.
Oh man!
Especially Bobby Cole.
The mission complete.
Hey, when he assassinated Bobby Cole, that was just like killing JFK.
Right.
Oh, hey.
That was a mission right there.
Bobby faster than what I thought.
So what?
I said I had to give Bobby his props after that. He's faster than what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bobby ain't as slow as I thought. I put it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guarantee that was the tightest race of the whole event. Because me and Daniel Ray, that's who drive his car, we were standing up top, and I asked him, I said, you know who won? He said, no.
I didn't even know who liked it.
Nah, and the official didn't even know. That's how tight it was, and when they came down there, they let us know who won, but yeah, we didn't know who won. It was tight.
Yeah, that was the baddest race of the year right there.
Yeah, that's grudge race of the year type shit right there. You get through making.
Definitely.
You put that Jason X down, motherfucker. Nigga.
Ooh.
I don't know what kind of party we're going to have when we get back to the city, motherfucker.
Hey,
we're going to have
some you might as well take a vacation and go to Florida. Don't come back to the state because they're going to be looking for you.
All right.
Yeah, we're definitely going down there to play. We're trying to get some more Friday. We're trying to get a race for Friday. While we down there, because I'm gonna head out here like early in the morning Friday and go set up everything because I'm by myself right now. So I got to get there a little early to try to set the whole, you know, the pit up and stuff.
Okay, who riding with you?
Riding
with you, bro?
Nobody.
By yourself, no man. You gotta have. Yeah. You gotta get a road dog. Gotta get a road dog.
Ryan, he'll be there around like 7:30. He said. So that's around, you know, when we get to, we're going to be testing. I ain't have a lot of work to do. Well, I ain't got a lot of work to do for that race. Like when I showed up to South Carolina, I literally finished the car at 3:30 in the morning Thursday. So 3:30 a.m., I was pushing my car up in the trailer. I got to South Carolina at about 4:30 in the afternoon. I got today's track.
You
hard. I pushed the car out of the trailer. I still had to put the front brakes on it. I didn't even start the car. I didn't start the car from that point on to since 1:31 when I made the last pass at 1:31. Let me see. I had to fill it up with water. It was empty with everything because I had to take the motor trans out and I had to relocate the engine. So basically, I went down there with a whole new car. I had to swap the struts out. So I had to take the front strut off the car and track and put new struts on it. I had to do a bunch of stuff. I had to do a lot of work before I even made a hit Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up making a hit Thursday night at about 8:30. And it went straight down the track.
Damn, boy. Oh,
there was a lot of work for that race. That was a whole lot of work for that race.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Well, I'm proud of you.
That was almost as hard as 1:31, but we got it done.
I'm proud of you. Oh, and you didn't tell everybody those stumbles you go through in the midst of doing that. I can keep the other part to myself.
Oh,
but
it's a truck.
Yeah. What you end up doing?
What's that?
With the truck when I seen you at the hotel.
Man, believe it or not, so I ended up going back up there, not the next day after, but that Tuesday I went up there.
Yeah.
I went to try to reprogram the key or whatever. It wasn't happening. So I ended up having AAA. They told me. They got it to me on Wednesday. And I had it dropped off at Junkyard Shop. Junkyard had a guy that came through to program it, and he programmed it within 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking about, because I got some guys here in Detroit that can program it, but they wasn't going to go way out there.
Yeah, that's what the problem was. Everybody that was up in there, they were clueless of it.
Ooh.
Yeah,
there wasn't
a lot of people up there that would do it, so it was
kind of
one of them things I was forced to get it
sold,
but it all worked out good.
Okay. Well, I didn't want to leave you until everything is okay.
Yeah,
you know, never leave a soldier behind. That's one of our mottos. You can ask all the old schools about that, right, ma'am?
Yep.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate it.
They don't know what we talking about, Brandon. Tell them what we talking about.
Oh, man. Went to the hotel Saturday night after 131's race. Parked the truck. Came out Sunday morning so I could go to the track and go get my trailer and my car. And my truck wouldn't start. The key had lost the programming. So the key went bad. And, man, I struggled all day trying to get that thing going. Me and Shay can't leave there until, what time we leave? About 5, 6 o'clock, Shay?
Yep, about 5 o'clock.
We stayed there. We was in that parking lot from literally 9:30 in the morning all the way to about 6 in the afternoon.
Damn.
Yep, but Shake and Bake stayed there with me, though. I appreciate it. He took me to the auto parts and everything.
Yeah, well, you know, us old school guys always had a, you know, we wouldn't never leave a soldier behind. We have to stay there and do this, fix this, or whatever. You know, you don't want to leave nobody behind. That's some of the old school stuff, man, we had back in the day, and we try to pass it on to the young fellas. Matter of fact, we was at Huntsville, and me, Tate the Great, we were getting ready to leave the hotel, and one of the guys from Florida, what was his name? Damn it, I can't think of it. His truck wouldn't start. And we sit there. Oh, that's Bobby Cole calling me now. We sit there until, hold on,
Cole. Bobby Cole? Not Bobby Cole.
Uh-oh.
You all right?
Huh?
You good?
Am I good?
Yeah, you all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, this Shake and Bake, you know you're on the Shake and Bake show. And I was congratulating Brandon for his win. I mean, his assassination. And then I was congratulating you for stepping up to the plate. You know, all the fellas, when y'all bring action like that, man, we spectate to sit back and look and appreciate you, man. You know, we ain't trying to bash nobody. But we always want to congratulate you for bringing us action.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate some of that food you eat. I can hear you smacking way up here in Detroit.
Yeah, them boys, I mean, we tied up over there. I mean, I supposed to been running Mike Hill and Jamie with Ghostbusters, and Mike didn't wind up paying the punk out money, so I look at him. Yeah.
So when you want your rematch?
Okay.
Bob, I tried to get a rematch yesterday. They told me they're going to let me wear my ass whooping, so I ain't got a problem with it.
We've heard that word not before, ain't we, Bobby?
Yep. They're locking me in for this weekend, but they didn't lock in J.R. Gray and David Reese, so I wait, and I ain't in no hurry.
No.
Okay, but it is going to be another round, though.
I got a race in July,
well, cool.
So I'm going to probably run them in July.
Where's the race going to be
at? Okay.
Memphis. My race in Memphis. We got.
Hey, make sure you send me a flyer of that race.
Yeah, I just got the flyer. I'll send it to you once I get finished.
Yeah, I got some. I'll bring them back. I'll bring a few of them back.
It's July 3rd and 31st in Memphis.
Okay.
And we're going to go over to Texas.
What happened to the famous Ghostbusters, man? What happened with that race?
I think something happened to the motor when they were over there. And it couldn't be fixed. I mean, Sam took it to get it fixed. And it rained, so they didn't get there. You got everything? You come back in? Okay. He took it to get it fixed, and we supposed to rain Saturday, but he called the race, it rained.
Oh, okay.
But I'm closer we ran, I ain't got no problem with running them back. Shit.
Yeah, that was a hell of a race, man.
Okay.
That was a hell of a race.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's so top of the line action junk. For the grudge work.
If I ran so close to them, if I got junk, what that mean they got? Some trash?
Damn. Yeah, you was close.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bobby Carr run good, man. I drove around the track just to find Bobby to tell him. He fast. I meant that when I told him that. He fast.
Mm-hmm. Been in the game for a while.
Good. Oh, yeah.
We most definitely
been around the block
a
couple of times. Yep.
Most definitely.
All righty.
I want to see what you got going on.
So what you got up your sleeve now? You going to wait until July?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to try now. You know, they can talk real spoty to me and make me do something stupid, but I'm going to try to hold my composure so then.
Oh, Bobby, you ain't going to let them get up under this left your shirt sleeve, are you?
Yeah, they ain't got to do much. I wasn't really supposed to run them over that end, but they were there, and ain't wasn't nobody else going to run them, so I went on fucking just getting on. I had a few mishaps. It was just close enough for me to run back again.
Okay.
Ain't like they got me, you know what I mean?
Right. It was a close race. Shit.
Yeah. They got a good car. Their car run good. I think they underestimated me.
Uh-oh. The Memphis gangster?
Yeah, I think they underestimated me.
Bobby, what you say?
I think you underestimated me. That's why I think I underestimated
me. I did. I told you that. Didn't I say that?
Yeah, you said that.
I told you that at the track.
I mean, I ain't got nothing to complain about. My car moved a little bit over to the wall, they said, and just drove back. But I got it back home, and the whole damn rack was... The rack moved from side to side, didn't it?
Uh-oh. Back to safety. Back to safety, all Matt.
Yeah, he said it. He said he crossed both arms up when he got over to the wall. When he locked his hand, it stayed on the X. He said he couldn't get off of it, and that's where he crossed the damn trap. And I took the car out this morning. I thought maybe the axle bearing was busted, but it wasn't the front end. The damn rack was moving from side to side. When you shake the slack in it or something like that, the rack moved one side, pulled it back the other side. So I'm going to run that tomorrow and get it fixed.
Yeah, thank God it didn't come a little far.
I mean, for some reason, the rack got a slot for two holes, and they only got one hole in it. You know, they only got a tab for one hole. But I'm going to go up there. They're going to redo that shit, and they're going to put all the bolts in that motherfucker.
Right. Jeez.
What? It was a good race, man. I know that little motherfucker run. He came from the rear. We moved on him, but we didn't move far. He just on his game, shit.
Okay, that's what I like. He's just spoken from a true player, a true racer.
Well, I saw him standing up in the air, then I saw him red light. So I looked at Ben, and I said, well, shit, there's a little bit of shit in my favor. I figure he going to still have that red light on his mind, and then he going to underestimate me, but.
I did.
He had enough room to goddamn it make up.
God damn. That's what's up. All right, Bobby. You can fix me a plate and once you finish it, you can go on back doing what you was doing. We just wanted to holler at you, man. And if you ain't doing nothing, you can stay. But we appreciate you, man, for giving us that report. And we'll try to see what we can do about July. What's his name? Race is that same weekend.
Drag.
Big drag.
Yeah.
Yep. So you Friday and Saturday, and drag is Saturday and Sunday.
he normally have his races on Sunday, though, don't he? Or Saturday.
Right, but see, he somebody done talked him into having a 2-day event, so they gave him Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
And Sean just Drag Nation News just came on. They got something special going on for the big guy. And
yeah, I hate that because I know him to be up there.
Mm-hmm. You was there last week, wasn't you?
Yeah, I was there last week. Yeah, I left there, went to Orangeburg. Shit.
I didn't even get a chance to see you, buddy. I was there.
Yeah.
But they told me you didn't eat up all the food, so I was happy about that. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, them guys got a good car, man. They got a good program. I mean, they work fighting around. They want to gamble. And that's what we need, people that want to gamble.
Mm-hmm.
And you're hitting the right people in the head now, so.
You say the right people.
Mm-hmm.
They got that stimulus money. They got that stimulus money.
I mean, some of the fastest people out here in the grudge world, they went out first round.
Yeah.
And that's what I like to see. I mean, everybody probably would have had them cards that went out first round as the favorite.
Ghostbuster,
I mean, Backstabber, he went out first round. David Reese went out first round. Shit, David Floyd went out first round. Shit. I mean, that's a lot of cars went out first round. Some fast-ass cars. And Phil Shuler then went out first round.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure the fastest motherfuckers out there that they thought was out there. It's easy to get on this phone and talk about how fast you can go. when you put in them beams, it's a whole different story.
Right. Whole different story, man.
So a big ball game. I mean, Brandon coming out there, he get on. The more he come out, the better it's going to get for him. Got a good toner, got a good program, good car.
Right.
Can't win them all.
No, you definitely can't win them all. You think you're going to win them all, you're in the wrong thing.
Take one step at a time.
You can definitely try.
Yeah.
Might not work out like that.
Yep.
Yes, sir. I got another race here. I got to get him to start traveling. Ain't that right, Melvin? We got to get Melvin come down there and shake a few heads.
Man, you know, I ain't coming back up there no more. Goddamn muck bone drawed on me, old big guy. Get it? Fucking drawed on me.
Did he?
Yeah.
Mud bone.
Then had two of them there. Okay, you locked in with one. You don't even know which one you locked in with. That's
right. Mud bone one or mud bone 2.2.
God, I'm hoping for his mama out there to see me beat your ass. He's
all just like that.
I got oil pressure now. Look, which one of you going to run? One or two, mud bone.
God damn.
He doing some Big June shit.
Mudbone. Yeah, they had both cars out there. Later on in the day, that first pass that Leroy made had a little problem, but that second pass, it was getting better.
Yeah.
It was getting better. Can't wait to get till they get all the bugs out of it.
Yeah. I mean, I like the way Brandon's doing it. They going racing. The motherfucker been cooped up at the house, fucking around with Tim House. Now, you got to go in and get them all, folks, before they bake a cake for your ass, before they know what hit them.
Right.
The only way you'll get that money. Yeah, got to get that money right now.
I just got to keep on making sure all the parts stop falling off this raggedy ass car.
Well, they gonna have shit. Every time I go out, I gotta come back and fix five things. Shit,
man, what? I'm sick of working on this car.
transmission fucking blowing fluid out the converter from somewhere. I don't know where it's blowing from. Every pass I come out, take the pan off, put a damn, put this like that.
Yeah, I seen. Yeah, I seen that.
Put new tires on there, and hell, it's shaking and vibrating so bad now, he don't fucking, he thinks I'm wrong with it, so I got to take them motherfuckers back.
Shaking and vibrating?
Yep. Salty bitch had a pair on, they wouldn't even chirp the tire. Motherfucker spinning like a motherfucker.
Damn.
It's a damn job fucking with these cars.
You ain't bullshit.
Two and I, but two of them. I ain't have a 202. Just put them on before I even got this. Just put them on. All of them out. Wasn't hard to tie back up and ran. So my father threw a boat with me back a day. So I'm going to get something to see.
Yeah, we definitely going to try it again. It ain't like we going to not race.
We got somebody at the door. Our other assassin, Mudbone.
Uh-oh. OG Mudbone.
What up, Shake?
What up, Eddie? How you doing?
I'm all right, man.
You all right?
Going down.
Oh, man. I needed another assassin just in case the first one don't work out. Bobby Cole, you think you can take care of my light work from
Eddie? What y'all want to do
we
this
can
weekend?
Work with it. Nah,
Eddie.
What weekend? This weekend where? Yeah.
Making.
Well, Bobby, you seen we was having trouble, so we ain't got straightened out yet.
Well, I've been gone.
We had time to
been and pick that.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to work on the schedule. You know, we got time to play with it. That's all. What's coming up this weekend, man? Where?
Now, they're going to make in Georgia do some racing.
They going back to Georgia?
Yeah, Macon, Georgia.
No, oh, okay. Yeah. I see what's happening, but I doubt it.
Mm-hmm. I told you they can make you draw.
We on them. Yeah. Yeah, I thought we might have got a chance to play a little bit if things went right up here. But that was the first time Cobb been out since it came out the shop. And had a few
so
bugs
like Bobby,
there.
Like Bobby say, this is a tour, you know, working on these cars. It takes a little bit to get them together. And once you get them right,
oh,
you
yeah.
go have some fun. But it take a bit to get these bugs out.
I guess it's all electronic these days. I remember days, man, we used to put cars together and go fly down the track. It don't seem like it's that easy to do nowadays.
Yeah. You got to spend more time already. She gonna hunt. You got to get it ready.
Yeah, and plus we're going a lot faster, too, now than back in the day, Ed. We need this electronic stuff, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's
yeah,
shot
along
huh?
the way. Yeah, helped out a whole lot.
Mm-hmm. All right. Brandon, you still on here?
Yeah, I'm on here. I'm on mute.
Oh, okay. Well, if y'all ain't got nothing else to talk about, we can get out of here. If not, y'all on your own. I'm sitting back.
I appreciate it, man. Appreciate the call. Shit. And I'm finna get in bed. I gotta hit it in the morning, 6 o'clock.
I know. Well, Brandon, you already.
Say that again.
Well, you already down there, so you just chilling until you
Yeah, I ain't too far.
Okay. Well, y'all be safe down there on that road, man. And come on back alive.
Thanks.
Not a problem. Bobby Cole, we appreciate
you.
Yeah,
them boys down there doing their thing. Boy, they down there doing their thing. I'm looking at them, man.
Yeah, old Jamie getting it in, ain't he?
I'm talking about old Brandon. Old Brandon them boys. They down there jamming too. You know Jamie down there.
Yeah,
doing their thing. Yeah, I'm looking at them boys
hey, Shay,
down there.
Did you say you
clown.
Had All Mac?
Yeah, All Mac on the line. All Mac on the line.
Yeah, I'm still on there.
I don't know if he got with Jeremiah. Get with Jeremiah. I that's the one from Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Get with Jeremiah. I got something for you.
Okay. I'll give Jeremiah a call tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Appreciate
that,
you, Brandon, because we are.
Oh, that's Brandon.
Oh, that's
thank you,
Brandon.
Okay.
Yeah, we were trying to put something together to help him out since he had an accident and tore up his car. He also broke his sternum. So we had a little quick prayer for All Mac on the show, and we're going to try to raise some money to help him out with his car. So we hate to see guys work so hard with their car and then have an accident, tear it up, and then get hurt also. So here on the Shake and Bake Show, we're going to try to do something for y'all, Matt. I'm going to get
thank
all
you,
the staff back. Together, and we're going to do something.
Okay.
We already got Melvin
thank
to donate. We got Brandon. So anybody that want to donate some money to help Al-Mark get his car back together and feel a little at ease, you're more than welcome. Big Eddie.
What up, Shake? What up, man?
I'm good with you, man. I see you at Big Drags Race. You coming down?
Okay. Huh?
Yeah, I see you down there.
Yeah, I was just sitting up here, man, and nodded off and turned on watching TV, man. I wasn't doing nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, man, I'm planning on being at drag racing. Hopefully by the time drag race come along, we should have everything in order, so we might be able to play a little bit.
Oh, don't say that too loud, Eddie. Bobby Cole's still on the line. He hoping that you slipping in.
I don't mean to scare Bobby Cole, man. I don't mean to scare him, but he probably ain't coming back up here no way. I don't even scare Bobby. I know Bobby would be cooking and eating good, but I tried to get him on down there to eat some of that food we had down there, but they must have kept him a little too busy
wasn't
there. He, yeah,
wasn't
he didn't make it down that shake. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get a chance to make it over there.
Congratulations on you and your wife's anniversary, your birthday. And I want to thank you for the cake, Eddie.
Yeah.
Man, them cakes was on jam.
Oh, yeah, man. I got some still left in the freezer, man. I had so much cake, couldn't get it all away.
And you didn't think about Shake and Bake? My trunk's still open.
I told you take what you want. Y'all was acting like I was playing. I told y'all eat and take whatever you want. You ain't had to hold back. I told y'all that. I told everybody that came over there that they thought I was playing,
hey.
I guess.
I'm just bullshitting. I appreciate you, though, man. I appreciate you.
Oh, yeah, man, no problem. I appreciate you coming on down, hanging with me some, man.
Not a problem. You know how we do it.
Yeah, man. I had that little mishap, kind of spoiled my day a little bit, but I still had fun, you know.
Okay. We good. We good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Where are you? Yeah, I'm that, bro. All right, people. I wanna thank everybody for coming on the show. We're gonna call it quits and get on up out of here because we got people gotta go to bed and I gotta get up in the morning too. Bobby Cole. We appreciate you for coming on, man. Like always, I'll see you on probably one on your next race. Brother Brandon, remember I told you when you get back to the Motor City, I got an envelope for you. Thanks for the hired assassin. Mission accomplished. Brother Melvin, appreciate you for coming on. Brother Unknown, one of my co-hosts. Al Matt, hey. Put a bandage on that tunnel, man, and sit tight. You know, the doctor say get plenty of rest, man. Drink you some orange juice. Drink you some orange juice, man. You'll be all right.
Thank you. Thank everybody, too.
You'll be back driving in a minute. Not a problem. Big Eddie, like always.
Yes, sir.
You're always
yes, sir.
In my heart. And you my boy. Brother Melvin, put the car in the trailer, Melvin. We going south, Melvin. Put the car in the trailer. Just go on and add a tire.
I'm ready to go.
I hear you. All right, we appreciate everybody for calling in. So you got a vendetta with Willie Dog. You want to make that?
Yeah,
great.
I go south. Yeah, I'm thinking about it. Sounding good, too.
I heard that. All right,
we'll see what happens.
Brother Unknown.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Brother Unknown.
Yes,
sir.
Take
us out of here, man. Like Willie Dawg, take us out of here, man. And we're going to get on up.
Hey, well, y'all guys, thank you, everybody. Hope everybody keep themselves healthy. Keep your head up. Pay attention to all the safety rules. Pay attention to everything you go in your pocket and pull your money out and put it up against. And hopefully one day that things will come around like they should be. And we'll go out here and deal with each other like men, like we are, and women. You know what I mean? And I hope everybody have a great night and the rest of the great weekend, whatever that's left. And thanks for everybody.
All right. Like I say, put God first in everything you do, people. And I guarantee you it's going to come out all right. All right, and we out of here. Shake and bake. Spooning out.
Driving real fast.